by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken.
And you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Big cuts coming in Detroit.
Ford won't be the giant it once was.
Look out for E. coli.
This is a nationwide outbreak as far as we're concerned.
Thwarting a deadly high school plot.
They were going to conduct a Columbine-style attack.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The word came an hour ago.
A lot of people are a little bit in shock yet. I don't think a lot of people have accepted it.
Ford worker Al Lee reacting to the company announcing details of its sweeping plan to cut costs and try to put the auto giant back in the black. Here's reporter Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ.
Ford says it's going to have to cut deeper than it planned and faster than expected. The bottom line, nearly 45,000 salaried and manufacturing jobs will be gone, with two more plants added to Ford's closing list. Ford also says it expects its market share to continue to decline in the next few years, and it's going to take longer before the company starts making money again.
Well, Dale Jewett is a senior writer at Automotive News. He says part of Ford's problem is that it sells a lot of trucks and SUVs in an era when they've become less attractive to buyers.
When gasoline got near $3 a gallon, suddenly that made a big difference to a lot of people who had grown comfortable using a full-size pickup truck or a full-size SUV.
Well, it's nasty and it can be deadly, and spinach is to blame. An outbreak of E. coli in 8 states that's killed at least one person and sickened dozens of others has been traced to fresh bagged spinach. The FDA's Dr. David Acheson says a bout with E. coli begins with a queasy feeling.
You may start to feel generally unwell, some nausea, possibly some vomiting, diarrhea that may become bloody. That can then evolve into the more serious kidney problems.
Brandon Scholes of the Wisconsin Grocers Association says once the culprit's been identified,
next step is to find out where it came from, and then officials start to work backwards from retail to warehouse, to supplier, to vendor, to manufacturer.
Well, the best way to combat the spread of a deadly mosquito-borne disease by using a pesticide that's outlawed in this country. CBS News correspondent Peter King joins us live to explain.
The World Health Organization wants to promote wider use of DDT to prevent the spread of malaria. It's used inside homes in some countries to keep the mosquitoes from biting at night. Now, the WHO says it's safe, effective, and cheap. Meantime, the Los Angeles Times reports the U.S. has stockpiled millions of pounds of methyl bromide and wants to make more. The UN has banned that pesticide because it depletes the ozone layer. The U.S. gets an annual exemption to protect critical crops.
Well, it could have been Columbine all over again. That's what authorities in Green Bay, Wisconsin fear would have happened if two teenagers had succeeded in an alleged plot to attack their school. Bill Walsh of CBS affiliate WFRV reports police say the pair had the material to carry out their plans.
Inside one of the homes, they found an arsenal, sawed-off shotguns, automatic weapons, several bombs and bomb-making materials, and gas masks. They also found suicide notes in the home.
Authorities are weighing charges. Although it was expected to, wider use of the morning-after pill hasn't stopped women from getting pregnant when they didn't want to. Family planning expert Annie Glazier led the newly published study.
We can't do a placebo-controlled trial because nobody in their right minds would agree to take part in a placebo-controlled trial. And I and quite a few other people who've worked in the area for a very long time think that 75% effectiveness is an overestimate.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. The UK findings are not just a blip in the statistical radar screen. The British Medical Journal says 10 different studies carried out in different countries have shown easy access to the morning after pill increased its use, but did not lower the rate of unwanted pregnancies.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Raul Gomez Garcia case is in the hands of a jury. Yesterday, prosecutors had a chance to cross-examine the man accused of gunning down Donnie Young.
You thought you could just vanish into Culiacan and never get held responsible for killing a Denver police officer, didn't you?
No, I knew that sooner or later I was going to be found.
Garcia says he just tried to scare Young and his partner and that he thought they were wearing bulletproof vests. 3,000 teens from around the world are on their way to Denver to meet with 12 Nobel Prize laureates for Peace Jam at DU this weekend, the largest gathering of Nobel Peace Prize winners in American history, including people like Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. But DU Chancellor Robert Coombs says the focus should really be on the young people.
Really, I think the message of the thing is about encouragement, it's about inspiration, it really is about hope that these kids can make a difference with their own lives.
Mayor Hickenlooper says Peace Jam lets the world see Denver in a new light. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And good morning. Well, we already have a wreck involving a box truck and a mail truck. It's tying up the intersection of Martin Luther King and Colorado. We did have westbound lanes closed off. They have hazmat out there cleaning up the debris, so just watch out for this. You'll need to seek an alternate around it. We also had some overnight restrictions last night. Southbound 25 from Alameda South. Looks like all of those are gone. Good news, too, at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Crews wrapping up work by 10 a.m. this morning. And we get a two-day reprieve for the weekend. They'll be back at it Sunday night. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
760 Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 81, partly sunny, and we do have a chance of some thunderstorms. And then it's going to cool off this weekend with a high tomorrow only 71 and a high on Sunday only 61. Now, some people are happy about that. John Turk shakes his head no. Yeah, Turk and I are not happy. We want it to stay in the 80s. It's Friday, and it's good to have you along. Friday means open phones, but we do have guests this morning. There, you know what? I really do not know where to start this morning. There is so much. And some mornings we come in here, and there isn't a lot. And then other mornings, there is just a ton. And this morning, there's a ton. Let me tell you this. If you are a concerned citizen and a voter, if you are a Democrat or an independent, even if you're a Republican, important voter information for you, something you need to know. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we'll have Pat Walk, the chairman of the Democratic Party, on. The Democratic Party is asking all registered voters to vote absentee. Now, I had a woman call me when I was sitting in for Ed Schultz one day, and she said, you know, the best thing you can do is to vote absentee. And I was reluctant to encourage people to do that on a national radio show because this whole voting machine controversy runs state by state, and that radio show is on across the United States, so I wasn't going to do that. The caller, by the way, was from Colorado. So I'm sure she hung up on me and thought, well, you know, the guy's an idiot, or whatever she thought about me, and that's okay. But I just wasn't going to do it on a national show. But here in the state of Colorado, we have voting machine trouble. If you go to the Denver Post this morning, or you go to the Rocky Mountain News this morning, the stories are in there about voting machines and the trouble that the state is having with them. We're going to have Pat Walk on this morning to talk about this. We're going to have Morgan Carroll on this morning to talk about this. And we're also going to have Ken Gordon on this morning to talk about this. And once again, the Democratic Party is asking, in a press release yesterday, all Democratic voters, all voters, if you want your vote to count, you need to vote absentee. Let me read you a little bit of this Denver Post article. The machines didn't meet standards but were used in Mesa and Jefferson counties. The man who signed off on their use has no formal training in computer science. Under the gun to meet tight election deadlines, the Secretary of State's office certified a voting machine for Jefferson and Mesa counties that failed to meet state requirements. The information comes from the deposition of John Gardner, the man appointed by Secretary of State Gigi Dennis as the expert charged with certifying which types of voting machines can be used in Colorado. But Garner testified he has not been certified as an expert and confirmed he had no formal training in computer science, computer programming, or evaluating the security of data processing systems. Which means, you know what, Gigi Dennis might as well have gone out and gotten me to do it, for God's sakes. State law requires the expertise in data processing, mechanical engineering, or public administration. Gardner said he was not an expert in those areas, or he did not know the definition of those requirements. He also confirmed that Dennis's office was under pressure to certify the voting machines because at least one county had already purchased them. Gardner's testimony comes in preparation for a trial and a lawsuit seeking to block the use of electronic voting machines in the November elections, and it calls into question whether new voting machines in Colorado were certified by qualified personnel. The so-called direct recording electronic machines have become the target of lawsuits across the nation since becoming a popular choice to meet federal Help Vote Act requirements. Critics are concerned that the machines are unreliable. Clerks in Jefferson and Mesa counties reported the August primaries ran smoothly, but the candidates running to replace Dennis immediately seized on the revelations. And, of course, Republican Mike Kaufman says he would immediately go through the certification process all over again if he's elected. And Democrat Ken Gordon, our buddy Ken Gordon, called on Dennis to perform an adequate and thorough testing as the law requires her to do. The state Democratic Party has urged people to vote absentee. Dennis's office has refused to comment. Dennis's office referred comment to the Attorney General's office, which declined comment, citing the ongoing lawsuit. In his deposition, Gardner said he and Dennis decided to certify the ES and S Unity machine, even though the audio and video functions for the visually impaired didn't work at the same time as required by law. You know, you got to ask yourself what in the world's going on with Gigi Dennis. Yeah, you really do. I mean, why didn't they just get me to do it? I would have taken the taxpayers' money to do it. What the hell? I got as much expertise as this guy does. And Gardner's quoted in this testimony saying that he made a value judgment. So, it is open phones this morning, as it always is on Friday, but we're going to have Pat walk on to talk about this. And I think what we need to do is we need to tell our friends, whether you have friends that are Republicans, whether you have friends that are Democrats, whether you have friends that are independents, whatever the story is, that they need to vote absentee, that we can't trust these machines. And we need to get organized around this. And I'm talking about anybody who votes. That we need to get organized around this deal, and that we need to definitely do something about this. And Gigi Dennis ought to be ashamed of herself. And I'm just going to keep repeating it all morning long, and I'm going to keep repeating it, you know, constantly. Because I really don't care whether you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive. I don't care if you consider yourself to be a Republican, conservative. I don't care if you consider yourself to be independent or uncommitted. Everybody's vote in this country should count. And then let the chips fall where they may. And Gigi Dennis has not done her job. And this guy, who says he has no expertise, you know, good Lord, that's like, hey, why don't you and I go out to DIA and start working on jetliners? Well, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but well, you know, maybe this wrench fits here. Maybe I'll fool with this bolt. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So, this is an important thing, and you need to tell people at work this morning that you heard it on this show. You need to tell your friends, your neighbors, that you heard it on this show, and you need to get the word out about this, because it's really important. All right, I want to tell you something else. A lot of you send me emails and complain that Democrats are not outspoken enough, that they don't get up off their half moons and they don't say it like it is. And the Republican Party has been attacking us as being unpatriotic and not caring about the war on terror, because what they really want to do is, and I don't even want to use that term war on terror, but terrorism, Homeland Security. What they want to do is they want to get the discussion off of Iraq and on to Homeland Security, where they feel they have their best advantage. We need to hold their feet to the fire about Iraq, but we should also talk about Homeland Security. I'm going to play you some audio coming up next of Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. This is one gutsy woman who gets up on the floor of the Senate and says, you know what, I'm not going to put up with this BS from the Republican Party anymore. We'll play that.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
The help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you know what? You want to get a Progressive trial lawyer. And Mike Turner believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every day. He's a trial lawyer and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are, you can reach him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Bojo's introduces the Pizza Parade. Bojo's is premiering 15 new specialty pies. Try the incredible Sea Dude, which includes ranch dressing, smoked salmon, and bacon, dude. The Pizza Parade features all-you-can-eat pizza, soup, and salad Monday through Wednesday for only $7.99 with special pricing for the little guys. Bojo's gives you over 50 choices of the freshest meats, cheeses, veggies, and sauces. Experience the Pizza Parade today, now through October 4th. Go to Bojo's.com for all of the Pizza Parade details.
Are you a business person in touch with current market trends? Are you gay friendly? Check out the new exciting Boulder Pride Connections and see how they can connect you to over $640 billion in buying power. Call 303-442-2440. That's 303-442-2440.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
622, 22 minutes after 6, high today 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Sun is just barely, it's not even up yet. So you can tell we're starting to move in now to the, into the winter months. Anyway, it's open phones at 303-713-7600. I got four open lines on this Friday morning. Let's celebrate the weekend. But I want to play this Senator Mary Landrieu audio cut here. You know, there have been times I've disagreed with her, and there's times that I've disagreed with her votes. But listen to this. Okay, the Republicans have been pounding the Democratic Party, as I said before, over this whole thing of Homeland Security, because they want to get the discussion off of Iraq. Now, there's audio, but we can't get the audio. We tried to get it this morning, but the site that the audio's on is down. Fred Barnes, who is a conservative commentator and is employed by Fox News, had a conference, had a discussion with George W. Bush about Iraq and about terrorism and about Homeland Security and about Osama bin Laden. And George W. Bush told Fred Barnes that Osama bin Laden was not a top priority. And Barnes repeated this on Fox. And I wanted to bring you that video, but I'm sorry, that audio. But I want to bring you this audio of Senator Mary Landrieu. Check this out.
One of our outstanding superintendents in Louisiana, and to pay tribute to an accomplishment that's been made on education, but in light of the rantings that went on for the last 30 minutes here in the chamber by two colleagues from the other side, I'd like to state for the record that America is not tired of fighting terrorism. America is tired of the wrong-headed and bone-headed leadership of the Republican Party that has sent $6.5 billion a month to Iraq when the front line was Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia, that led this country to attack Saddam Hussein when we were attacked by Osama bin Laden, who captured a man that did not attack the country and left loose a man that did. Americans are tired of boneheaded Republican leadership that alienates our allies when we need them the most. And Americans are most certainly tired of leadership that, despite documented mistakes after mistake after mistake after mistake, even of their own party admitting mistakes, never admit that they ever do anything wrong. That's the kind of leadership Americans are tired of. I didn't come to the Senate to have partisan rantings on the floor, but I most certainly am not going to sit here as a Democrat and let the Republican leadership come to the floor and talk about Democrats are not making us safe. They're the ones who are in charge, and Osama bin Laden is still at loose.
That's Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. And you know what? I'm going to play that cut all morning long. God bless Senator Mary Landrieu. All right, let's go to the phones. And we go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
So the Republican noise machine's all upset about Rosie O'Donnell's comments. You know, and I guess this is the only thing that gets these people motivated. Because I find it astonishing that, you know, all the supposed Christians come out and they're all, you know, outraged. You know, I don't know if you heard, but you basically compared, you know, parts of the religious right to, you know, radical Islam. And I just find it funny that, you know, when Bush is talking about, you know, torturing people and waterboarding people, you know, and you have to wonder, you know, who would Jesus torture, that these people are nowhere to be found. You know, they're nowhere, you know, saying, hey, there's some level of human decency and that, you know, there's some things that Jesus would not tolerate. But, you know, some, you know, stupid celebrity makes some offhand comment, and all of a sudden, you know, the noise machine's all geared up, you know. I just find it astonishing, these people's priorities.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you something. This whole subject of religion and the whole idea of a widening gap between Islam and Christianity, and the whole idea of people who get mad at somebody like Rosie O'Donnell, you know what? I call them authoritarian Christians. And I do that because I don't want mainstream Christians to hear us having this conversation and then think, oh my God, they're talking about us. No, we're talking about a segment of Christianity that has a very, very radical, very, very basic kind of view of things, and they have a tendency to interpret the Bible. No, they don't. Tennessee's not right. They do interpret the Bible to support their point of view, and usually their point of view has to do with persecuting and making others uncomfortable. And she's perfectly right about this. And they do seek to take over the United States government, and they do seek to spread a theocracy. And if you pin them down, they'll tell you that.
Well, I agree with the basic premise of her comments. That I think there's people that are perverting Christianity in the same way that there are people that are perverting Islam.
Exactly.
And they're using it for their own power. It's all about power to these people, and they found an issue that they can gain power with.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, Karl Rove has come up with this idea, and it's worked, about taking the business community, the corporate community, and melding it with Christian, authoritarian right-wing Christians and authoritarian conservatives. And they have ridden that horse to victory using fear and using intimidation and using voter suppression tactics and using, you know, the boogeyman idea. And they're out and out now, guys like John Boehner and this geek Dennis Hastert. They're out smearing us, and then they get outraged over Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, you know what it is? They always play this game. Let me tell you something. Marshall, you ever notice this? They play this game, and then they accuse us of doing it. But they play this game of, oh, my God, I'm a victim. You're victimizing me. You're picking on me. When what they do is they do this 24/7, man. They're doing it all the time. And you guys are whining. That's another one you get all the time. When that's all they're doing is complaining. And they won't face up to the hypocrisy within their own party on the subject of things like you know, these big corporate business interests taking, you know, being involved in pornography while they claim that, you know, that they want to take it out of the hotel rooms and that they want to fight it. They don't want to face up to that. They don't want to face up to they only want to cherry pick out of the Bible what fits their philosophy. You know what? It's time that the American people and mainstream Christians, Jews and mainstream Muslims, it's time that we, all of us, Buddhists, I don't care what your religion is, that we stand up and hold these people accountable and we hold their feet to the fire and say, you know what? We're not going to allow you to get away with this I'm being victimized BS. You know what? We're going to make you own up to your own behavior.
Well, and just live your life as you would have Jesus, you know, as you are a follower of Jesus. And I think Jesus would be outraged at some of our policies. And I don't think that's hard to just say, you know, what would Jesus do? And live your life like you're a Christian. There's a brand new concept. And you know, I think you'll be a lot better person if you do that.
I agree. Stop using scripture to persecute people. I agree 100,000% and live up to what is in the New Testament. You claim to follow it. You claim to own it. Then follow what's in there. Don't just selectively follow what's in there. Marshall, have a good day at work today and a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Okay. You know, and he's right about that. And I get emails, you're picking on Christianity. And I'm not picking on Christianity, for God's sakes. I'm married to a Christian, and I'm not picking on Christianity. But, you know, those of us that are not extremists, and I don't consider myself to be an extremist, those of us who are not extremists, either religiously or politically or anything else, we need to stand up and we need to put a check and a hold on these people who are extremists, and we need to say to them, you know what, listen, we're not going to allow you to get away with this, and we're going to hold your feet to the fire. We need to do it. And I don't consider myself to be an extremist in any manner, and you know what? The polls indicate that we are, those of us who are progressive, we're not out of step. We basically reflect mainstream America. We reflect mainstream America in Iraq, the topic of Iraq. We reflect mainstream America in the desire for universal health care. We reflect mainstream America in the minimum wage battles. We reflect mainstream America in stances on education. We reflect mainstream America on the economy. We are mainstream America. Now, I have to tell you, before I go to Gina, and Gina, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I don't know how you feel about her, but, and Mary and I were having a conversation about this. I don't particularly like Rosie O'Donnell. I don't particularly care for her. I didn't like her as a comedian. I didn't like her talk show. Well, I never watched it because I don't like her. I don't particularly like her.
I would agree.
But what she's saying is, you know, I believe is true. It's just that the spokesperson is not that great. But I also have to qualify that by telling you that, and you're at work, so I would assume that you probably fit into this category too. Maybe you don't. But I don't watch any of those talk shows anyway. I never see them. I've never seen one episode of The View.
It's not my favorite program. I've watched very little of it over the years.
I mean, I've never seen Oprah.
No, I definitely have watched Oprah a few times, have to admit.
Okay, what else is out there? What other talk shows
are
there?
I think it's because I think she's a little bit more positive.
I think she's a phony.
Well, I think she's self-involved. I think that's why I've stopped watching her over the years, but at least she had topics that were a little bit more positive. You know, it wasn't the typical Jerry Springer type talk show.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise jumping up and down on a couch. Okay,
yeah,
and so what other talk shows are there out there? Have we hit them all?
Oh, there are so many.
Oh, there's the Ellen DeGeneres show.
But they're all alive.
I don't watch that one either.
No.
What else is out there? Have I touched all of them? Is that all of them?
Oh, there's,
is Montel
there's,
Williams still on
yes,
there?
Yes, he's still on. Jerry Springer's still on. Maury Povich is still on.
I don't watch that.
Tyra, what's her name, the model? Tyra Banks. She's got a new talk show.
I don't watch
show.
That.
No. Yeah, I don't watch any of those.
You know, I used to go to this doctor in Chicago. God bless him. He was a great doctor. But he had a TV in the waiting room. And he didn't have cable. Okay? And he would always have the Maury Povich show on. And Mary and I would sit there and look at each other and say, you know...
Why?
I mean, it's like that television show that reality show that Mary and I saw one night late in Las Vegas because we were just flipping around one night. That thing about cheaters. What's that called? Cheaters?
Oh, yes. They put it on real late at night. And they
it's
go out with
cheaters?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you something. This is scary. There's a whole other America out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That we're not a part of. You know?
Right.
A whole other, I mean, there are people, I guess, who watch that stuff seriously every single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Jeez.
Just think what we could be doing with our time.
Well, I'll tell you what. For Christmas, I'll buy you a TiVo unit, and then you can, like, TiVo all these things and watch them
No,
back.
Thank you.
All right, what's going on with Friday morning traffic?
All right, well, we had the intersection of Martin Luther King closed at Colorado. We had an earlier wreck there involving a couple of trucks, and hazmat crews had to get out there and clean it up. So you need to avoid this at least for the next few minutes. Highways, we had a stalled bus block in the right lane southbound 225 at Alameda. Looks like they've moved that off to the shoulder. We're just seeing the usual morning rush kicking in now southbound 25 at 104th, 270 across Commerce City. Weather outlook.
The voice of Deep Purple, and to many, the voice of rock and roll. Coors Light Live presents Ian Gillan. Ian Gillan, live in a rare concert appearance September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Often imitated, never duplicated. Ian Gillan in his first solo tour of the United States. A rare and up-close evening with one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time. Ian Gillan singing his own solo material and classics from Deep Purple. Celebrate a lifetime of rock and roll with Ian Gillan. September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com or 303-830-TIXS. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
And affordable LASIK can't go together. And I thought that too. But like many other misconceptions, it wasn't true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. So let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. You know what? Call today. Set up a consultation, 720-524-1001, that's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com, that's I, like the letter, C-O-N.com, and I got to tell you that I have sent a bunch of my friends to Icon Laser, and they were absolutely thrilled with the outcome. These are good folks. Check them out.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Portions of this show, in case you missed any of it, are available via podcast. You can download it at am760.net, 6:39, 1 minute away from 7, am760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, open phones. Pat Walk from the Democratic Party coming up, urging, we'll be up here at 7, we'll talk about the voting machine problem, and are urging all of us to vote absentee, and we'll find out more about that. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on am760, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
I have two things I wanted to touch on that are completely unrelated. First one is the Rosie O'Donnell thing. I think that what she's saying is kind of absurd. There's a huge difference between the Christian right and radical Islam. One being the Christian right doesn't blow themselves up to kill other people in the name of their faith. They don't behead people in the name of their faith if you don't convert.
That's very, very true, but they don't have to. The thing is, they live in a country where what they do is they infiltrate and they get and they flex their muscle electorally and politically. I mean, name me. This is how much this country has changed. And I don't know how old you are, so I don't know
34.
If you're okay. You probably don't remember this. But when John F. Kennedy ran for the presidency of the United States, one of the things that Richard Nixon alleged, he didn't openly do it, but there was a whispering campaign, and it was pretty prominent in this country, that John F. Kennedy, because he was a Roman Catholic, would be influenced by the Pope. John F. Kennedy had to come forward and make a statement on television, on the networks, saying that he would not be influenced by the Pope, that basically he's an American and that he upholds the Constitution and on and on. This president and Karl Rove pick up the phone before engaging in nominating a Supreme Court justice and they call James Dobson. That would, you know what, that never happens. That would never, no president has ever done that I know of, including Bush 1, Ronald Reagan. I mean, the list goes on and on. Where the comparison is apt and where it's just is that their basic feeling about religion, and I'm only talking about the authoritarian Christians, not Christianity as a whole. Their basic feeling about religion is, it's either our way or the highway. Either you believe as we do, or you are going to burn in hell. And
okay.
I've had guys on the air that have said that. I've had guys, they get into government and they you know what, like Kathleen Harris in Florida. What do you make? Let me ask you something. I want to know what you make of this. She stands up and says, she stands up and says things like, there's no separation between church and state, and if you don't elect people who believe in Jesus, you're basically electing people who are going to do sin.
Well, you and I have talked about part of that. I don't see a separation between church and state, but.
Man, it's in there. I mean, how can you not see it?
We've discussed this before, Jay. I think that it's talking about a state-controlled religion versus...
No, it's talking about the establishment and endorsement of a state-supported religion, which is what these folks want to do, from prayer in school to the display of religious mementos in public. And you know what? It's fine for you to believe as you want to believe, but you can't coerce the rest of the public to go along. What's the difference between that and the president of Iran?
No, I agree.
Well, that's what they're up to. Go look at their websites. Go read what they write.
I think you and I are going to have to agree to disagree on this one, Jay.
Well, all right. I mean,
you want to move on?
It's out there if you want to see it. All right, what's your second thing?
Okay, my second thing is, I think it was last week you and I were talking about the prisoners in Gitmo.
Right.
And them being covered by the Geneva Convention. This will let you know my diversity in listening. I was listening to Gunny Bob last night, and he read, I think it was either the second, third, or fourth article of the Geneva Convention. And it specifically says you need to meet these criteria to be covered by the Geneva Convention. And it didn't say one of these or two of these, it said all of these. And one of them that I specifically remember him saying was that the combatants have to, one, carry their guns in the open, not try to blend in with the civilian population. But the second thing was they have to have a distinguishable insignia, which these guys don't. So since they don't have that, they're not covered by the Geneva Convention.
Well, you know what?
Plain and simple.
We can debate that. But, you know, I'll tell you something. This is not just a left-wing thing. I mean, what you've got, who you've got weighing in on this is, you've got John McCain, no liberal. You've got Lindsey Graham, no liberal. You've got Colin Powell, no liberal. You've got, you know, numerous other people. And now there's a story out today that the White House took these JAG lawyers and locked them down and coerced them into signing this letter endorsing Bush's policy. And you know what? I just disagree. We're going to have to disagree on that. And I'll tell you something. You know, not endorsing and not upholding the Geneva Conventions is a two-edged sword. And it's easy for us to have this debate because you and I aren't wearing a uniform. And you and I aren't involved in warfare. But people's sons and daughters are. And you know something? That stuff blows back on you. Any way you look at it, it blows back on you. And you cannot take the moral high ground, as Colin Powell points out, and point a finger at Hezbollah, point a finger at Al-Qaeda, point a finger at these death squads and militias in Iraq, or any other state or non-state actor, and claim that you're operating on the high ground when you yourself are trying to make a case that you're going to operate on the same level that they're operating on. I mean, that's just not, you know what, that's going to come back to bite you in the end. We have never had a president, we have never had a Congress, we have never had anybody in the history of this country since those things have been signed that have ever tried to go outside or around that law, and this guy is the first guy to do it. And you know something? It's a dangerous president.
Well, I don't think. I mean, I don't know how you're saying he's trying to ignore it.
He wants to ignore it and go around it, just like he wants to ignore other international obligations. And you can't operate in the world as a single actor by yourself.
What is he trying to ignore in the Geneva Convention?
He wants to narrow down the definition of the Geneva Conventions and exclude the parts that he and the people around him do not agree with. And the fact is that the United States was one of the key prompters of that, one of the key signatories of that. And the thing is this guy and his administration has this feeling that they can go and that they can act alone and that we can just do whatever the hell we want to do. And if the United States wants to do it, it's right. But you know something? That's along the same lines as you living on your own block, and you'll live on rules among your under yourself. And you know what? It doesn't work. And what happens is you put off and destroy your allies. You put off and destroy alliances, and you take the people who are valiantly fighting for this country and who are wearing a uniform, and you put them at risk. And, man, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you something. I'm not putting any American kids at risk. There's no way. And you know what? And the president can go to hell on this, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Jay.
All right, Mark. Take care, man. Have a good weekend. It's 6:47, 13 before 7. Did I say hell on?
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
When the morning rolls around, you've got places to be and things to do. There's no time for twiddling your thumbs, but that's no reason to skip breakfast. Not when you can pop a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese croissant in the microwave and be on your way in less than a minute. Bite into breakfast on your way out the door, and the rest of the morning will thank you for it. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean croissants inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
I felt like I wanted to kiss her the moment I saw her.
I kissed him first.
It was the most wonderful kiss of my life.
With 29 dimensions of compatibility, a kiss is not just a kiss. I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. And the folks you just heard were matched through our patented, proven process that goes so much deeper than a picture and a paragraph. Visit eHarmony today and start the ball rolling with your $50 compatibility profile, yours free when you visit eHarmony today.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time.
Good morning, 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Boy, I'm really wound up this morning. We got this voter information that you need to know and you need to get your friends to know coming up after 7 o'clock. So, I mean, that's a definite. Get on the phone. I know it's early. Wake your friends up and tell them they got to listen and they got to hear the story about the voting machines and what to do about it. And that's coming up after 7 o'clock. It's open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let me go to Greg in Aurora. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I was a little upset about your previous caller. I have three things I'd like to say is that first, I think there is a direct correlation between extremists in both religions. Just because we don't, extreme Christians don't go out and blow themselves up, doesn't mean that they don't have other ways of hurting people. Hello, the KKK, God hates fags. We've got a lot of people out there, not a lot, but we've got people out there that are willing to do things in the name of a religion. And for him to say that there's a difference between Christianity and extreme Christianity and extreme Islam, there is no difference when you put the two together. They just do it in different ways. That, and with the whole Geneva Convention thing, having to follow those rules, it kind of upset me when I heard him say that, you know, about the whole Bush thing and that there was a disagreement between you two. But Bush is a Christian, or proclaims to be one. And he endorsed the torture. So doesn't that go hand in hand with extreme Christianity and extreme Islam, that we're willing to do things to other people in order to get what they want in the name of a religion?
You know, I'm going to be really, really honest with you. I've said this on the air before. I'll say it again. You know, and I'm looking for a way to put this.
Sure.
I get really, really bored, and I think it's kind of extreme and counterproductive to beat on Bush every single day. You know what it is? It's like saying, the sky's blue. Okay, we all realize the sky's blue.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? But you know something? There are people out there who don't realize that the sky is blue. And I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at how anybody could have any trust in this administration at all. And I'm talking about everything. From the Geneva Conventions, which his own party, you know, this whole thing about combatants and the terror tribunal and all of this stuff. His own party doesn't go along with him. That's number one on that.
Yeah.
But to trust him about anything, because he lied, he has lied so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're stuck in this horrible, horrible, god-awful war. And this guy and his surrogates lied to get us into this thing. And how people do not see this is beyond me. And I'm talking about the people who swallow this Republican Kool-Aid that comes out of KOA and comes out of some parts of KHOW that, you know, I just don't get how anybody, and I don't get how they make these statements and people go, yeah, that's right, like Dan Kaplis the other day. And I don't dislike Dan Kaplis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I barely know him, okay? But, I mean, he makes a statement about how if I see him, what appears to be an Arab or a Muslim person, a man on a plane praying, you're damn right I think that person should be thrown off the plane. How in the hell, I mean, what country are we living in that this kind of stuff goes on? All of it from A to Z. So what ends up happening is, what ends up happening is, you know what, we just keep coming in here every single day, and we just keep, and it's like, I just wish people, I just don't understand why people can't wake up. I guess they do, because like the polls show that they know something's wrong, and they know there are problems, but it's like, how can anybody latch on to any of this stuff that this guy talks about and think that any of it, like for instance, who would think that an American president and a Justice Department would advocate the idea of trying people and not letting them see the evidence against them or let their attorneys see the evidence against them because they claim that it's quote-unquote classified? You know, that's akin to 1984 running a police state.
Or other countries such as Germany not letting people know why they're what's happening to them. And I don't understand why people would believe this, but we can prove it time and time and time again with people with negative charisma, who people just gravitate towards these people because every word that they speak is the breath of God. And I'm using God in a loose term, but we have our David Koresh, we have Jimmy Jones, and you're talking about the Kool-Aid. Well, I was talking with my parents who are Republican, and they're of, and I am not dissing at all, because I think there are some great and wonderful people in the baby boomer generation. I am not part of that. But I have told my parents straight up that there is something odd about the baby boomer generation, and that with my generation, I have not found the people that I work with, the people that I hang out with, and I'm not selective. I have a myriad of different people in my group, but I don't see why the baby boomer generation would buy into this, because I have not found anybody generation.
I don't know, but you know what? There are also people who are not in the baby boomer generation who buy into it as well. But I'll tell you something. People in this state at least must know something's going on, because there's an article today in the Rocky Mountain News that Bill Ritter holds a 17-point lead over Republican Congressman Bob Beaupre. And by the way, if I were in that district, I'd ask why Beaupre is still getting a paycheck for being a congressman when he's clearly not missing votes and not doing his job. But anyway, I just don't know, man. Greg, I don't have an answer. I just don't understand how anybody can latch onto this. I got to run, man. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. Hey, thanks a lot.
You got it. Have a good day. Have
a good
weekend. All right, Pat Walk, voter information you need to know. This is critical. Coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk and more of your phone calls.
It's Jay Mark.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Been smoking. My family is impeccable. My past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voters Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Centipani. Spinach is good, healthy food. But
I'll stay away from it. I won't buy it.
Officials from coast to coast suspect raw spinach sold in plastic bags in one E. coli bacteria death and dozens of illnesses. CBS's Carl Stevens is out shopping this morning.
Outside this Boston supermarket, there's collective disbelief at the very notion that spinach could make you sick.
Popeye eats it, right?
Not if he's going to get E. coli.
No, he's not going to eat it if he gets E. coli. That's correct, yeah.
Popeye never got E. coli, but at least 49 people across the country have, and that's giving shoppers like that guy a little spinach concern.
Well, of course, I'd avoid it. If I thought it was going to make me sick, I wouldn't buy it.
Carl Stevens for CBS News, Boston.
The latest pocketbook news is just what the doctor ordered for Wall Street and Main Street. A report from the government within the hour shows a modest 0.2% increase in the August Consumer Price Index. Some analysts say that could be a sign the inflation threat is on the run as gasoline prices begin to come down. Consumer confidence, it's going up. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, what's going on?
Well, apparently people are feeling better because gas prices are getting lower, about 40 cents in the last month or so, and that's enough to give the Consumer Confidence Index the highest rating since February. Economists at the Ipsos polling firm say the confidence numbers rose by almost a third from last month, at the highest reading since the company started keeping track in 2002, Frank.
75,000 Ford production workers have a big decision to make. Desperate to cut payroll costs, the company's offering every hour worker a buyout worth as much as $140,000.
I need to wait and see. I just got my 10 years in, but they used to mean something. I don't know what that means anymore.
In addition to the buyouts, Ford plans to do away with thousands of white-collar office jobs. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
The buyouts will help thin the manufacturing ranks. There'll be early retirements offered to salaried workers, but there will also be some involuntary separations. The white-collar cuts expected to be finished by early next year, the blue-collar ones by 2008. That's 4 years faster than originally planned. Ford is also closing two more plants, Smalley Stamping in Ohio and Essex Engine in Ontario, and moving up the closing of the Norfolk Truck Plant to next year.
And this is just in. Chrysler says it could lose $1.5 billion in the third quarter, more than double the amount it previously expected to lose. The third and final spacewalk of the Atlantis shuttle mission is about half over.
It's pretty exciting.
Astronauts Joe Tanner and Heidi Stefanishin Piper have about three and a half more hours of work to do, getting the new solar power panels ready for the International Space Station. The United States banned DDT years ago as a health hazard. Now the World Health Organization is calling on third world countries to use it to fight malaria. DDT would be used to coat the walls of mud huts to kill mosquitoes that spread the disease. S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Raul Gomez Garcia case is in the hands of a jury. Yesterday, prosecutors had a chance to cross-examine the man accused of gunning down Donnie Young.
You thought you could just vanish into Culiacan,
and never get held responsible for killing the Denver police officer, didn't you?
No, I knew that sooner or later I was going to be found.
Garcia says he just tried to scare Young and his partner and that he thought they were wearing bulletproof vests. 3,000 teens from around the world are on their way to Denver to meet with 12 Nobel Prize laureates for Peace Jam at DU this weekend, the largest gathering of Nobel Peace Prize winners in American history, including people like Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. But DU Chancellor Robert Coombs says the focus should really be on the young people.
Really, I think the message of the thing is about encouragement. It's about inspiration. It really is about hope that these kids can make a difference with their own lives.
Mayor Hickenlooper says Peace Jam lets the world see Denver in a new light. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. A couple of heavy spots for the morning rush. Southbound 25. We just get no relief there for you as you make your way through Thornton, North Glen, 104th to 84th. I-270 loaded from I-76 to York. And you need to stay away from Martin Luther King at Colorado. That intersection still shut down from an earlier wreck. Right now, no major problems for your ride to downtown, and we look good on I-70 cutting across the city. Security wait time at DIA today. 5 minutes. Your weather outlook, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with gusty afternoon thunderstorms. A high of 82. Currently it's 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Bachelorism, the silent epidemic affecting millions of men every day. At Match.com, we're leading the fight for a cure. Single women, that cure is you. A recent breakthrough allows us to help you fight in ways never thought possible until now. It's our Make Love Happen guarantee. If you don't cure someone with bachelorism within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Please, think of the men. Visit Match.com today, the number one site for love. See site for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Seven minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. This program available on podcast at am760.net. On the line with me, one of my favorite people in the whole world, the chairman of the Democratic Party, the state chairwoman. Why did I say chairman?
That's fine.
I have a gender problem. I really do, and I'm embarrassed by it because I always thought I was going congressman, and then it's Diana DeGette. Pat Walk. Hi, Pat.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm gender challenged. I apologize.
And you've got a great, great progressive wife, so I don't understand that.
Well, you know, because she's gonna hit me over the head when I get home. That's what's going to happen. All right. I told everybody in the first hour that they need to call their friends, that they need to call everybody they know. And it doesn't make any difference, really, in this case, whether you're Democratic, whether you're Republican, whether you're independent. It doesn't make any difference where you sit. This is something everybody needs to know. You're urging us, because I'm on your mailing list and I'm a Democrat, you're urging us in the party to vote absentee. Explain why.
Well, you know, there's been some speculation out there quite some time, and it's just not in Colorado. It's all across the country that there are some real issues with the technology we have now for voting and some really questions about the various machines. And, you know, I was at the DNC meeting in Chicago a few weeks ago, and we went through a voter protection, about a three-hour session, and we've been a voter protection, you know, plan that the DNC has. We're actually working one for the state. And one of the things that really kind of surprised me, I guess I sort of knew it, but it was on paper, is we have about 10 different methods for voting in the state of Colorado. I mean, different kinds of machines. And they've been heavily invested in by the county clerks. And so they're hoping that, you know, they're assuming that they're going to be accurately counting the votes as people go in. But I think we've all known that there's been this lawsuit out there. There's been a brave group of souls who've had some real questions about the technology and the machines. we kept hearing that. Some of my friends have been lobbying me hard about this. But this week, we got a hold of the deposition of John Gardner, who was the man that Gigi Dennis, the Secretary of State, had had appointed to check out the certification of the machines. And I tell you, Jay, I haven't read the whole deposition. I've had two people in my office who've read it all, and they've been kind of presenting me with, you know, certain pages of it. And it's really frightening. Because
It's really scary. I mean, here's part of the Denver Post article that's running this morning. This guy, John Gardner. But Gardner testified he had not been certified as an expert and confirmed he had no formal training in computer science, computer programming, or evaluating the security of data processing systems. State law requires expertise in the data processing, mechanical engineering, or public administration. Gardner said either he was not an expert in those areas or he did not know the definition of those requirements. What in the world is Gigi Dennis doing? And you know what? Hell, why didn't you just call me up and have me do it?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who probably could earn a pretty dollar, you know, checking them out. And this is just one of many things that crops up in this deposition. I think we at the party, you know, as we struggle with this thing, we thought, you know, the only secure way that we know that we're going to have a fair vote is for people to vote early and preferably by absentee ballot. And as we saw, read more and more of this deposition, it just came to us, look, you know, we've got two issues here. We've got one, a Secretary of State who's really failed in the performance of her job over and over and over again. We can get into some of the other things she did, but you know, we have that. But putting that aside, the most important thing that we need to do is to ensure that people's votes count this fall. This is a really important election for the state of Colorado. We've got Bill Ritter's race for governor. We've got the other constitutional offices, and we've got members of Congress that we think we can elect. But we need to be sure that when you vote, your vote's going to be counted. And for us, the surest way to make that happen is for our folks to vote absentee. Then you know that you don't have to depend on what machine is there and what machine's working. So it's the surest way. So we're going to be in a major push for absentee and early voting. I do want to say this one thing. We were talking about this morning. Carol Schneider, who's the clerk over in Adams County, has run 72 training sessions for her judges and people who operate her machines, and she's tested them herself. And so maybe if you live in Adams County, you can feel a little more safely. But if you really want to be safe, vote absentee. It's an easy enough thing to do.
Well,
and I think that after this election that there needs to be an assessment. But, you know, I disagree with our candidates for Secretary of State. We can't depend on something right now. We've got to only depend on our ability to cast an absentee ballot.
Well, I agree 100%. We'll have Ken Gordon on a little bit later on this morning. But I agree 100%, and I'm going to sit on the air. And once again, I don't care what party you're a member of. I don't care, you know, where you stand. You know, vote absentee because it's the only way. And I had a woman here locally call me up one afternoon on the Ed Schultz show and suggested this, and I kind of blew her off because that show's nationwide, and, you know, I don't know what's going on, say, for instance, in Indiana. I don't know what's happening in Illinois. I don't know, you know, so I couldn't really, like, say to everybody across the country, well, go vote absentee because we can't trust the machines. So I kind of dismissed her on that. But, I mean, I think if you read the Denver Post this morning, I think if you read this article by George Marriott, I mean, we need to do this. We need to vote absentee. This is a major scandal. I think Gigi Dennis needs to be held accountable for this. And to send this guy Gardner out, who doesn't have any background, I mean, how does that work? I mean, why do you go? I mean, that's like I said it earlier. You know what that'd be, Pat? It'd be like you and I, let's go out to DIA and work on jetliners. You know, I mean, I don't know where this bolt goes, but what the hell? It looks good. I'll think I'll unscrew it. I mean, you know, this is it. I mean, this is a major, 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 major failure. I mean, this is a huge scandal.
It is a huge scandal. It is an enormous scandal. And I think that you're going to see, I mean, I am seeing some of the reports. There's a great guy down in one of the other states who's constantly sending me links to other reports that are going around the country, to, you know, on the dye ball machines and some of the other machines that are out there and some of the problems with it. But I think that all in all, we can go county by county and talk about some of the issues that we heard about last election or during the primary this last time. But I think the bottom line is we cannot be secure that our vote is going to be counted correctly and if we use any of these voting machines. Maybe some of them are okay, but do you want to risk that?
No.
I think what you need to do is it's easy enough to go online to your county or to call up your county clerk and say, I want to vote absentee this year and get your application and get it in. And you've got plenty of time to do that. Let's just move forward with this election focused on early voting and absentee ballots. And once this election's over, I think we need to call for a different kind of voting in the state. You know, New Mexico just moved totally to a paper ballot this last year.
I think that's what we need to do. I want to get your comment. 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with Pat Walk, chairwoman. I don't want to be gender challenged here, the Democratic Party. I don't think we should take anything for granted in the November election, but encouraging news this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. There is a Rocky Mountain News CBS 4 poll of likely voters. Bill Ritter now has a 17-point lead over Both Ways Bob.
Yeah, I actually heard about that last night before it came on air from Greg Coleman at the Ritter campaign. And, you know, we sort of meet on a weekly basis, and we've all been in politics for a long time, and I like the fact that he said last night, and I've always said, the only poll that counts is the one cast on election day. And I got to tell you, it's nice news to hear, but it is not going to stop us or slow us down one bit from getting voters out to vote for Bill Ritter. I mean, you know, you can never, ever be complacent with these polls. And so we're going to be working just as hard as ever. Yeah, it's good news, and it should buoy people up, but they still need to get out there and talk about this race. I mean, this is a very unique place and time in the state, and I said it in a speech yesterday morning to retired citizens. You know, we've got so many issues out there that are so important, but we have got such great candidates running for office in the state. And I don't think that whether you're a Republican or unaffiliated or especially a Democrat, you can go wrong by voting for the Democratic candidates that are out there.
And yeah, I agree.
Bill Ritter for governor. I think he's going to be a great governor. But just because the poll looks good doesn't mean that we relent at all. We've got to work very hard.
I agree. I agree 100%. All right, Pat, thanks for getting up this morning and being on the show. And we'll continue to keep emphasizing that people call their county clerk and request now, get in line now to get your absentee ballot, that we cannot trust the machines. And, you know, let me ask you one thing real quick here. What about Gigi Dennis? What are we going to do with her? I'd like to get her. Is there some way to get her out other than the election? I mean, I'd love to just start, like, recall her or do something. Or
remember, she was not elected to this office. She was appointed by the governor.
That's true.
And, you know, from my point of view, this is about the third time that we've called for her resignation. And I just think that for the governor to continue to stand behind her, as he stands behind, Trailhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Is unconscionable, and I just think that, you know, she needs to get out of there. And meanwhile, I mean, I'm not optimistic about her doing what's right, but she certainly is being the tool of partisan politics right now. And I think that's really sad because by and large, a lot of public servants who go in, whether they're appointed or elected, realize that they're serving everyone, you know, not just a group of lawyers in this case. I saw the article in the Post this morning about John Zakim and Gessler and all of them sitting down and telling her what legislation they wanted. It's really, really sad. It's really, for me, a blot on Owen's record. It's a blot on the state of Colorado that we have a Secretary of State behaving that way. You know, I keep hearing her called the Catherine Harris of Colorado. But more importantly, I just think that, you know, you expect more. When you get the opportunity to serve your state that she was given, you would expect that she would behave in it a responsible way. And I don't see one thing that she's done that's been responsible since she's been in there.
Yeah. You know what? I agree. I agree 100,000%. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Great, Jay. We love you here.
Oh, I love you. You know what? I love everybody at your office. I love you. And you know what? We're going to make things happen in November.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Pat.
Bye.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, if you missed any part of this interview or any of the information about the voting machine situation, you can go to am760.net and you can download this hour, the 7 o'clock hour in podcast, and listen back. But let me recap it for you very quickly. You need to vote absentee. You need to tell your friends to vote absentee. We cannot trust the machines in the state of Colorado. We all need to vote absentee. I don't care if you are an independent, a Green Party member, a Democratic Party member, a Republican, no party, whatever your deal is, tell your friends that they need to and you need to get in line to get an absentee ballot, that we need to vote absentee. You cannot trust the machines. 720, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones on this Friday morning. I got four open lines at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Eastbound 6 at Federal, crowded now for your ride out of Lakewood. Same drill for you on all of our major eastbound arteries. Stop and go, C470 Kipling to Wadsworth. Eastbound 270 slowing at York. And, of course, you have the normal congestion now along the Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos. You still want to avoid MLK at Colorado. The intersection is closed off from an earlier wreck involving a postal truck. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy and mild with gusty afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 82. Tonight, variable clouds, breezy in 53. Right now it's 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thinking tires? Then don't miss the last sale of the summer, the Tires Plus September 10 event. 4 days only, September 14th through the 17th. Save 10 to 40% on hundreds of top major brands under the big top. Thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
It's 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. The author Samuel Butler once said, "The greatest pleasure of a dog is that you may make a fool of yourself with him, and not only will he not scold you, but he will make a fool of himself too." And you know what? That's really true. And you know what? No matter how much you get beaten down in the world, your pups, your dogs are always there for you. And Coco and Jackson, you know, some mornings I leave here and I think, God, I was awful. And I'm like the worst person in the world. I get home. You know what? Coco and Jackson love me. It's great. I mean, they just are there for me. And that's why Mary and I take care of them. And we feed them Purina One. And you should do the same thing. Look, in your real life, have you made an effort to eat healthier, to take better care of yourself and your family? Well, what about your dog? Because he's part of the family too, right? She's part of the family. That's why there's new Purina One Natural Blends, making it easy for you to make a healthy change in your dog naturally. New Purina One Blends is made with natural, wholesome ingredients like, real white meat, chicken, brown rice, and oatmeal. It's naturally preserved with no added fillers, artificial colors, or flavors. So, you know what? Could a natural dog food help change your dog's health for the better? Try Purina One Natural Blends for 30 days and see your dog's healthy energy, skin, coat, teeth, and digestion. I mean, you'll notice it. Look for Purina One's Natural Blends in the white bag. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll receive a free coupon for a 4-pound bag so you can make a healthy change in your dog naturally. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
It was about 3 o'clock. I was headed to pick my then 6-year-old son up, and so I had to cross over a bridge, and I was coming to the peak of the bridge when all of a sudden a vehicle veered into my lane, and I realized consciously, oh, my God, I'm going over the bridge, and, oh, my God, I might die, and, oh, my God, I'm about to pick up my son, and he's not going to know where I am, and this could be the end of my life. I saw pedestrians looking at my car with horror in their faces. I continued until I went...
The thing about a life experience, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo, for life. This is the true survival account of Elizabeth Malson, a member of the Volvo Saved My Life Club. To hear the rest of her experience, please visit DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival, held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to AM760.net.
Sub 25, 25 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, open phones. Hi today, 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And let's get back to the phones, and we go to George in Arvada. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I enjoy listening to your show. I just want to say that I used to listen to you on KKK How. my expression. I really enjoyed those segments. You did a segment on film. You mixed into your format on film and another one on, I think, on celebrities and maybe a few other things like that. I really enjoy, but I really like to hear, but I think what you're doing now is more important, so I really don't miss them that much.
Well, we'll mix some of that in. You know, one of the things, I got a guy coming up who's going to come on here in a couple of weeks, is going to talk about the new movie on John Lennon.
Oh.
That's coming out about... the government's efforts to deport him. It opens up here in the Denver area on September the 29th. So we'll be talking about that. So yeah, man, we'll do some more stuff on film.
Oh, that's great, Jay. But I think you know what you're doing now is more important than what you were ever doing before.
Well, thank you,
Jay. I want to mention my choice, the individual whom I support for the Democratic presidency. And I think she's been the front runner. I don't know where. I don't have any idea where she is positioned at this point. As Ms. Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and I really think that in previous elections in 00 and in 04, both Gore and Kerry. I mean, you know, although Gore certainly must have been a front runner. I mean, you know, he was the vice, the VP, and all of that. People weren't really that. United behind one individual, I think. So
well, he won the election. If Ralph Nader hadn't have ran, he would have gotten Florida hands down.
You mean the nomination? Jay, you said the election.
Yeah, both. I mean, he won the nomination and the
right.
election. He won the presidency. Yes, in 2000 he won the election. We had the election was handed to George W. Bush
by
a partisan Supreme Court.
But I think it could be won much more decisively, and that's what apparently we're going to have to do, unfortunately. You know what
well,
I mean?
You know, I applaud the idea that you're thinking about 08 and that, you know, you already have somebody picked out. I got to tell you that I don't think she can win, and she's not my first choice. Now, don't get me wrong. If she gets the nomination, I vote for her, and I'll contribute to her campaign.
Uh-huh.
But the two people who I find to be extremely attractive are Mark Warner and also Wesley Clark.
Oh, Wesley Clark?
Mm-hmm. I like the general a lot. And I think he'd make a good, you know, vice presidential candidate.
Uh-huh.
And now there's some rumors circulating around that Barack Obama's thinking about running as well.
Bronco who?
Barack Obama, the senator from Illinois.
But I'm
very much behind. I'm not behind. I'm interested in Mark Warner, and I'm interested in Wesley Clark.
What I like about Mrs. Clinton is her emphasis with health care in this country and her proposal. I mean, you know, it wasn't perfect. I mean, it had a lot of flaws, a lot of problems, but that was done some time ago, and I really think what we need, I mean, we need universal health care so badly in this country. Millions of uninsured health uninsured individuals.
Well,
I think that's very sad.
Listen to this. This is from Reuters.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 Americans who tried to buy their own health insurance failed either because the price was too steep or because they were denied coverage due to current medical problems. A study that was released yesterday said the findings by the nonprofit research group Commonwealth Fund come as U.S. employers have stopped offering workers health insurance with runaway medical costs, and the most frequently cited reason. There were 46.6 million uninsured Americans last year, or nearly 16% of the population, according to the U.S. Census Bureau figures. You know what? And there's a slight increase in that this year, and polls show that Americans want universal health care coverage. And I'm all for it, and you're for it, and we need it. So
that report was despicable. That's
bad news. All right, man. Hey, George, thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I played it last hour, and I'll play it again for you coming up. If you haven't heard Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, who stood up on the floor of the Senate and basically gave the finger to the Republican leadership and the Republican majority, and I'll play that cut for you coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. But right now, it's 7:30, and we're going to take a look at progressive traffic with Gina Michaels.
And good morning. Well, the spot to avoid remains Martin Luther King at Colorado. That intersection still shut down as they investigate a crash involving a postal truck. So you can take Monaco or 6th around it. No change right now for freeways. We're still congested, but the good news is we have no wrecks or major problems. I-70 eastbound just heading out I-25. 225 busy both directions through Aurora, and 6th Avenue is clogged both directions again from Sheridan to I-25. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, breezy, mild, with gusty afternoon thunderstorms. High of 82. Right now it's 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Geez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:33, 27 minutes in front of 8. AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 81. Partly sunny. Thunderstorms. Jay Marvin with you. Two lines open. Where is everybody this morning? 303-713-7600. I promised a guy I'd get this on. He wrote me this email. I know this is late, Jay, but Harold, I don't know how to say this guy's last name. Scheitberger? Anyway, the International Association of Firefighters president is speaking at a rally at the Aurora Municipal Center at 1 this afternoon in an attempt to prevent the city of Aurora from eliminating civil service protection for all firefighters and police officers in the city through four ballot initiatives in November. Randy Rester is the president of the Aurora Firefighters Protective Association. And you know what? We need to get him on. We're going to get them on because let me tell you about police officers and firefighters. And I've got friends that are cops, both here in Denver and also in Chicago. This is rough business, and these folks need protection. And we should be giving them the best and the most and the finest, not the least. And I have gotten into vicious arguments with people, on what I would call like the far left, about this whole anti-cop attitude. And, you know, there are bad police officers. There are bad cops, just like there's bad everything. A friend of mine who's a homicide detective in Chicago, they call him Tommy the Commie, told me that there were, I think, five, but I'm not sure the number, of police officers that have been busted for corruption. And so, you know, cops, there are bad cops, but there are a lot of good cops, too. And a lot of these men and women, you don't ever hear about them because they never make the headlines. And they're never talked about. And we need to support them. And we need to support them because, number one, they're our first responders. And number two, you know something? They're labor, just like you and I are. Unless you're independently wealthy or you're a trust fund baby or whatever, they're labor. And we need to support each other, and we need to support them. So, my voice is cracked there. I'm going to set this aside, and we're going to get in contact with them and find out what's going on in Aurora. And shame on Aurora for even having that stuff on the ballot. It's really, 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 it's not right. And I'll tell you something, if you look at the labor statistics and you look at what's going on in this country, we in the middle class are losing ground, and we're losing ground at a rapid rate. And you know something? In a lot of ways, we're doing it to ourselves. We're allowing ourselves to get into this situation. We really are. All right, let's go to Hugh in Boulder. Hugh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hugh, answer the phone, man. Your phone's ringing.
Yeah, it's my business phone. I can call him back.
Well, wait a minute. You might lose business. What do you mean you can call him?
No, it's my employee trying to tell me something.
What do you do, by the way, for a living? What is your business?
I got a CD-DVD duplication place.
Well, man, you know what? I mean, hey, who can afford to turn down business? I'll put you on hold and we'll come back.
No, it's okay. I know who it is.
Oh, all right.
It's okay. Anyway, the last election, I voted early up here in Boulder County. And they didn't count those ballots till last.
How do you know? Was it in the camera or whatever?
It was a big deal in the paper. They didn't pack the votes in Boulder County. Didn't get counted for a week.
Well, look. Do you trust the machines?
Well, no.
All right. So you know what?
The whole system seems crazy. I mean, it was kind of nutty. You know, I mean, the whole election was a done deal by the time they counted our ballots.
All right, so what are they going to do if we all vote absentee early?
I don't know.
They'll have to count all our ballots because they won't have any choice. And plus, at least this way, we've got a good verifiable paper trail, and you can't trust the machines. And look at the guy who, as I quoted from the Denver Post article this morning, look at the guy who worked on the machines.
Well, I know, that's crazy.
You know, I mean, it's like, why don't you let me go work on the space shuttle? I'm not qualified, but what the hell, I'm eager.
That's right. Yeah, I'll take that job.
Yeah,
I know all about how computers break down here.
You know, you and I can go out.
My life was broken down computer.
You know, you and I can go to work for NASA. We don't need any education.
Yeah.
That's what it basically amounts to. Or why don't they hire us to go work on the voting machines?
It'd be a great job.
Well, I mean, it probably pays good money. I mean, I could use it, couldn't you?
I sure could. I'd prefer it to what I'm doing.
So, you know what? The point is, yeah, I hear you on the absentee thing, but you know something? You can't trust the machines, so it's better off that we do absentee and get our votes counted.
So flawed, the whole thing. I don't know how this has happened. It used to be you just went and voted.
Well, because what we're going to do is when Ken Gordon becomes the Secretary of State, then what we'll do is, you know, we'll just demand a full review of the voting systems in this state, and we'll get the situation fixed, and we'll patch up the mess that G.G. Dennis has left us in. But the thing is, right now, we have no choice. Our backs are against the wall. And then, you know what? That goes whether you're Republican, whether you're Democrat, whatever you are. If you want your vote to count, you better do it absentee.
Yeah. The early voting didn't work.
So you got to do it. So let's go absentee, okay?
Yeah. It's a plan.
All right, man. Go make some money.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. Have a good weekend. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? The progressive talk show host said, go make some money. I thought you liberals and you progressives are against money. No, we just believe in making it ethically. Hey, can I play that Mary Landrieu thing? Turk? Let's play that Mary Landrieu thing. Okay, let me introduce this before you hit it. I don't know how many times I get people who call me and send me emails, and they say, Democrats never stand up. Now, Republicans want to take the debate off of Iraq and the failure in Iraq, and they want to move it to Homeland Security, where they think they're strongest. And so what they've been doing is they've been bashing us like there's no tomorrow. And if you didn't catch this, this is Senator Mary Landrieu. And she stands up, and I think she speaks for all of us, but she hands it right back to the leadership, the Republican leadership in the Senate.
Briefly about one of our outstanding superintendents in Louisiana, and to pay tribute to an accomplishment that's been made on education. But in light of the rantings that went on for the last 30 minutes here in the chamber by two colleagues from the other side, I'd like to state for the record that America is not tired of fighting terrorism. America is tired of the wrong-headed and boneheaded leadership of the Republican Party that has sent $6.5 billion a month to Iraq when the front line was Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia, that led this country to attack Saddam Hussein when we were attacked by Osama bin Laden, who captured a man that did not attack the country and left loose a man that did. Americans are tired of boneheaded Republican leadership that alienates our allies when we need them the most. And Americans are most certainly tired of leadership that, despite documented mistakes after mistake after mistake after mistake, even of their own party admitting mistakes, never admit that they ever do anything wrong. That's the kind of leadership Americans are tired of. I didn't come to the Senate to have partisan rantings on the floor, but I most certainly am not going to sit here as a Democrat and let the Republican leadership come to the floor and talk about Democrats are not making us safe. They're the ones who are in charge, and Osama bin Laden is still at loose.
God bless Mary Landrieu. Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, let me get started by saying that ethically making money like $1,000 into $10,000 in cattle futures, $100,000 in cattle futures for Hillary, that was ethical money making. Or Terry McAuliffe ethically making the millions he made in Global Crossing. You never hear about that ethical money making, do you?
Well, that's hold on a second.
That isn't why I called.
You know what? If you don't allow me to respond, I'm going to hang up on you.
Right. Just shut me down.
Okay. You know what? Thanks. You don't want to play by the rules? I don't have to put up with you. There's nothing in my contract that says that I have to put up with that. So you know what, Eric? Go beat your head against the wall. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, I'm sick of these boneheaded, you know, right-wing idiots like you just had. But let me tell you one thing. The sad thing about health care, and I personally pay over $10,000 a year in health care insurance, and I'm in a retirement plan that funds even part of that. And the thing that's really sad about this whole thing is the attitude of the Republican Party is, as long as there's one Republican left standing, he will never allow Americans to have any kind of health care run by any government.
Well, to refer back to the last guy's opening salvo there, which you wouldn't let me respond to, you know, on the Hillary Clinton thing, okay, pal, you know what? Show me where there was any wrongdoing. Show me where she got in trouble legally. And Terry McAuliffe with Global Crossing, I'm familiar with that, too. And show me, once again, where legally he got into any trouble. But Bob Ney, you know, is going to plead guilty to being associated with Jack Abramoff today. Tom DeLay is in trouble legally. And as far as your point about health care, yep, you're right. As long as Democrats, I say Democrats and Republicans, take money from Big Pharma, then you know what? We're never going to have health care. We're going to have to break the back of the system. That's why we have to go to public financing. Hold on a second. John, is that guy calling back again to complain? Because you know what? If he is, you know what he can do? He can write the program director. Okay. Anyway, Bob, so you know what? You're right about this. I mean, we're not going to get it unless we have campaign finance reform, true campaign finance reform, and unless we lean on our representatives to do the right thing. You're absolutely correct.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Sure.
I read something somewhere and I've not been able to dig it up. But do you realize that at one time that Rumsfeld and the Republican Party was looking at privatizing our vets care, the people who were being evac'd out of Iraq?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, too. I've seen various reports on that. And by the way, Bush is going to revive that Social Security privatization deal if by some way the Republicans keep control of Congress, and he's put somebody in the highway department, the transportation department, who believes in privatized toll roads. Yeah, they're all into that, and they're into dismantling the government. And I would just ask people, I don't care what your political orientation is. I don't care where you are on the political spectrum. You need to ask yourself, do you want to go with the idea of having your Social Security privatized and or destroyed, or do you want to stay with the current system the way it is, with some improvements, and keep it available for everybody as FDR and others envisioned it? And I think particularly, you know, if you are involved with the Perlmutter O'Donnell race, I think you should ask old Ricky over there if he still believes that Social Security should be destroyed. You know what? I agree, Bob. If we don't stay vigilant, we're going to lose all these things we take for granted.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, Bob. Take care. One line open at 303-713-7600. And don't get me wrong. You know what? Dissent, disagreement, and discussion is what it's all about. And if you want to call up and disagree with me, I don't have any problem with that. But you know what? You want to call up here? You want to dominate the conversation? You want to be rude? You want to engage in any of that stuff? You know what? Forget it. I'll just hang up on you. Because I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm not. I mean, you know, I lay down the rules. It's the way it works.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
The voice of Deep Purple, and to many, the voice of rock and roll. Coors Light Live presents Ian Gillan. Ian Gillan, live in a rare concert appearance September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Often imitated, never duplicated. Ian Gillan in his first solo tour of the United States. A rare and up-close evening with one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time. Ian Gillan singing his own solo material and classics from Deep Purple. Celebrate a lifetime of rock and roll with Ian Gillan. September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com or 303-830-TIXS. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
President Bush said, "We're going to get that son of a... I haven't felt that!"
The Ed Schultz Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
I want to feel it. I want to see it. I want to know they're going after them.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
749, 11 minutes in front of 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And you know something? Mary and I have had the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort now for about 7 or 8 years. And it really makes all the difference in the world. It really makes all the difference in the world. I mean, there's not enough I can say about it. It really is great. And you know what? With school officially in session for some, and maybe some of you, you know, your members of your family have been in school for quite a while, you got to adjust your sleep schedule. Maybe you haven't done that. Well, you know what? One of the things that will help you get sleep, I mean good sleep, is a Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. Now, if you think about shopping for a new mattress, you go to these mattress stores, they got lines and lines of beds and mattresses all over the place. I mean, who wants to deal with all of that? At a Select Comfort store, you can start your mattress shopping with a completely different shopping experience. No more overwhelming and confusing mattress stores with rows and rows of beds. You can find your Sleep Number and learn all about sleep and personalized comfort of the Sleep Number bed. You can also find your Sleep Number. Mine's a 75 to 80. Mary's is about 70, and you can customize it just for you. It's customized comfort. It gives you a deep sleep, restorative sleep. And it's all the stuff you need to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the world. So, you know something? Check out the Sleep Number bed. It comes with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial. Visit the Select Comfort store today and start getting the deep sleep you need. There are a ton of Select Comfort stores here along the Front Range. Select Comfort stores are located, for instance, in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Center at Centuria.
Most people think of McStain as a green home building company. And they're right. We're from Boulder. We just can't help ourselves. For 40 years, we've been proponents of smart growth and environmentally friendly building practices. But the truth is, we're not just green. We've been told we're also kind of sexy. We've had perfect strangers tell us it was love at first sight. When they turned the corner and saw those Victorian scalloped shingles wrapped around that dormer, well, that's all it took. For some, it was the bamboo floors. For others, the craftsman interior wood trim around the windows. And to think we spent all that time trying to explain the energy efficiencies of wet-blown cellulose insulation and the structural advantages of engineered lumber. Don't get us wrong, we're still green. But we must have something else going on. If you'd like to get to know us better, visit McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Golden Manor reminds listeners that it's likely there will come a day when you may need help in performing some of life's simplest chores. Going to the grocery store or preparing a meal may seem easy enough now, but for those without transportation or personal mobility, these small tasks can seem insurmountable. Please take the time today to extend a helping hand to an elderly relative or neighbor. An important message brought to you by Golden Manor at 4600 West Colfax Avenue in Denver. That's Golden Manor, people who care.
Checker Auto Parts!
What your car is really saying, number 6, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and band practice, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boy! Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, we got it!
Checker Auto Parts has great new products for you, like our Pro X1 three-piece emergency jumpstart kit, all new Pro X1 cordless rechargeable spotlights, new Powerbuilt 3-ton capacity spider jack, and our brand new 7,500-watt peak power generator with electric starting by Champion. And now you can save every day with our special clip and save coupons available right in the store.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I play a hell of a bass, don't I? And I'm just getting cranked up, man. You wait till about 10 o'clock, I'll really be jamming. 7:53. It's 53 minutes before the hour. High today, 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Friday, let's celebrate the weekend. Opening this weekend of the movie Black Dahlia. Yeah! I'm going to see it. You should, too. All right, let's get back to the phones. It's open phones, and we go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Good.
Yeah, I want to go over talk about Colorado's foreclosure rates. Reality Track.com has in August, the number of foreclosures, 6,079, increased from July, 60%, increased from August 2005, 153%. National foreclosure rating ranked number one. And and the Colorado has had the highest foreclosure rating in the nation for the whole year, according to Reality Track.
Yeah, you know what? I saw that. I think it was in the Denver Post. Was it last weekend, maybe, or the weekend before last? They had that in there. That's really discouraging.
And Greeley has the highest foreclosure rate of the 252 metropolitan areas in Colorado. And isn't that Musgrave's district?
That's Marilyn Manson. You're right. That's Marilyn Manson, Musgrave's area. That's why those people should vote for Angie Piccioni, because they need to reverse that.
And she's come out with all these dirty
campaign ads.
Yeah, campaign ads.
Well,
really
she got a couple of her campaign ads pulled by Denver television stations because they were inaccurate. She was distorting and lying about Angie Piccioni and got caught.
On immigration. And I think that's what they're going to pull, you know. And how Democrats are, for illegal immigrants like they did in San Diego. And, what kind of family values is it when you got the highest rating in foreclosures in the nation in your district, you know, and you got families that have to be pulled up and put out in the streets, and I think that's sickening. And how can we have more than... I don't understand. In New Orleans, you know, they're talking about that's the, it's such a tragedy. And here we're having more foreclosures in our state. And I think one of the reasons is the law. The law in Colorado is one of the easiest to be put into foreclosure. After 65 days, if you haven't made a payment, they accelerate the loan, and the bank now demands the whole payment of the loan back. And in some states like New York, it's 9 months, you know. And what's Bob Robrig, you know, the banker, what's he think about it?
He probably likes it.
Yeah, you know, you look around the state, city, and you'll see houses that are still up, that haven't even been put up for sale yet by the bank, and they've been sitting there for a year, you know.
Well, there's no question about it that things need to change, and that law to be examined, and also... Marilyn Manson Musgrave, I mean, she ought to answer to this, but you know what? She's too busy chasing gay people to pay attention to what economically is going on in her own congressional district. And, you know, as far as immigration goes, I don't know of any Democrat or anybody I know, including myself, that is for illegal immigration, that is for people breaking the law. We're for a workable solution to the problem that is practical and not crazy. And I think Marilyn Manson Musgrave has a lot to answer for, and I think her constituents ought to be asking her these questions about why the foreclosure rate in her district is so damn high, and they ought to be giving Angie Piccioni a serious look. And Musgrave, you know, she should come forward with this, and her constituents would say, hey, Marilyn, you know what, quit chasing gay people and start paying attention to business, and apparently you haven't done that, so what we need to do is we just need to make a change and get somebody who's serious in protecting the district.
Or quit chasing immigrants are up there picking the fruit up there in Greeley, making sure the farmers don't go bankrupt, you know?
Well, you see, I'll tell you something. She spent so much time in Washington, she probably has no clue what's going on with the average person who lives in her district. Robert, thank you, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to talk to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, our weekly check-in with her. We got all kinds of stories to go over, and then we'll take more of your calls on open phones. It's good to have you here on this Friday morning. Really do appreciate it. Don't think we take it for granted. We're glad you're here. And don't forget, any or part of this show, anything you want to listen to on this show, available on podcast, am760.net. Choose your hour, download, listen at your convenience.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote. Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani.
Boy, this is quite a blow. The reality of it really kind of takes your breath away.
Auto analyst John McElroy and a breathtaking announcement from Ford. It's asking all 75,000 of its factory workers to consider taking a cash buyout. Executive Vice President Mark Fields broke the news to workers a short time ago, saying Ford also plans to cut thousands of white-collar jobs.
We will reduce our salary-related costs by about a third, or about 14,000 equivalent salaried positions.
And some of those cuts may not be voluntary.
We will do so through early retirements, voluntary separations, and if necessary, involuntary separations.
Ford's streamlining plan also calls for closing two more plants. One is in Maumee, Ohio, where Mayor Tim Wagoner sees a better solution.
Buy American-made vehicles, the job you save may be your neighbor's.
Ford expects to lose billions this year. Analysts say it has to trim its sales because it has more workers than it needs to meet the weak demand for its vehicles. Now, just in from Washington, Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Ney has agreed to plead guilty to corruption charges. The charges grow out of the Jack Abramoff congressional lobbying scandal. Terrorism will be a hot topic when President Bush meets the press about an hour from now.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. President Bush will use an opening statement to discuss the terrorism bill approved yesterday by the Senate Armed Services Committee and why he wouldn't sign it. He specifically wants a measure defining the Geneva Convention in such a way as to permit the kind of tough interrogation of terror suspects conducted by the CIA. He also wants approval for putting terrorists on trial before military commissions.
Federal, state, and local health officials are sounding the alarm on raw spinach sold in plastic bags. They suspect it was responsible for one E. coli bacteria death in Wisconsin and dozens of illnesses in eight states. Oregon public health official Paul Cieslak says some groups are especially vulnerable.
This can affect people of any different age range. I do think that children and the elderly are more likely to suffer the kidney failure problem. In this particular cluster of cases, though, most of the cases seem to be adult women.
Mohammed Saif's of nothing.
A speech the Pope gave in Germany the other day, seeming to criticize Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, is stirring strong backlashes across the Muslim world. Some leaders are demanding an apology. Ahmed Versi edits a Muslim publication in London.
Things are going to get worse if the Pope does not apologize to the Muslim world, because what he said about the Prophet is an insult to the Muslim community.
The Vatican says the Pope didn't mean to offend. The coroner in the Bahamas is giving Anna Nicole Smith permission to hire a private pathologist to perform a second autopsy on her 20-year-old son. The official autopsy hasn't been completed, but the coroner's office is calling the death suspicious. In early trading, the Dow's up 57, Nasdaq's up 9. This is CBS News.
You may have kids, but you don't have 10,000 of them to clean up after. Hi, I'm David Orrick. We're here at the local junior high school. The vacuum cleaner is my 8-pound Oreck XL. It's not only the head of the class at junior high, but in thousands of hotels around the world. To test it in your own home, free for 15 days or free brochure, call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Hey, if you don't like it, I'm not going to send you to the principal's office. I'll take it back.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours, UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking. and committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. We now know the cause of death for the two victims in a double murder-suicide. We get more from Joe Chiaro.
The Douglas County coroner says the two victims found in the back of a burned-out pickup in Lincoln County earlier this week were both shot in the head. An autopsy is scheduled today for Joseph Bletcha of Castle Rock, who police believe shot himself after killing his wife and stepdaughter.
Investigators still have not determined a motive in this case. Commuters on the east side of Denver, your drive is getting safer. In an effort to prevent accidents, barriers will be installed along a stretch of E-470.
The E-470 Board of Directors approved a contract for $1,009,000 to United Rentals Highway Technologies, Inc. They are going to install a cable barrier system on E-470 between Parker Road up to Jewel Avenue.
Joe Schnell with the Public Highway Authority says that's approximately 11.8 miles. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis, and here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All lanes full now on both the east and westbound Boulder Turnpike, Sheridan to Federal. Once you get past Pecos, though, you'll be back up to speed. No problems either on the diagonal or Highway 7 through Boulder. That's just seeing normal morning traffic. Watch out for two cars southbound 25 on the ramp to Arapahoe in the Tech Center. We have one also out of traffic, not too far from there, south. On I-25 again between Orchard and Arapahoe. The intersection of Martin Luther King at Colorado remains off limits. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with gusty afternoon thunderstorms, a high expected of 82. Right now it's 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
Hi, folks. It's Otto, official spokesman for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thanks for joining us. And let's talk to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, whose resume is too long to quote here. By the way, I have a complaint.
A complaint?
Yes.
Okay.
One of your blog this morning, the Think Progress, I couldn't get it. What's the problem? Are you guys having server trouble again?
Server trouble again. I think that they're running our server on some Commodore 64 out in California or something. I don't know.
I mean, but I couldn't get what was up with that.
My website, MikeCheckRadio.org was down. ThinkProgress.org was down.
Yes.
All of our stuff was down.
I know it.
And, I'm right with you there. I'm a little frustrated.
Didn't I send you an email earlier this week complaining about this problem?
I think you did. But the good news is I think we're going to upgrade to like a Tandy or something at some point. An Atari.
You got to get something. I mean, that's really, we go to it every morning and it's like, whoa.
Well, it's back up. It is back up. So there's
so it's
some
working
good news.
Now.
Yes, yes.
I thought maybe the NSA got a hold of it.
That also, you know what, I have once in a while think, okay, Alberto Gonzalez, we're on to you. We know that you're trying to sabotage over here.
All right, before we get to the serious stuff, a movie that I've long waited for is opening today. I don't know if you're going to go see it. The Black Dahlia. You going to go watch that?
I was dying to go see it, and it didn't get very good reviews. But you know what? I think I'm going anyway.
Well, who cares what the critics think?
Exactly. And I love everybody in it. I love James Ellroy stuff.
Me too.
I love L.A. Confidential. So I think I'm going to fly in the face of all of these critics and just go.
you're in the city of angels, Sonny, and you have no wings. I love that. It's going to check in at the Victor. You know, guests of the Christy Harvey Show stay at the Victory Motel. Right?
So I walked into this guy's office.
And also, did you see Hollywoodland?
I haven't seen it yet. I had a busy week. I haven't seen anything but Little Miss Sunshine in the last couple of weeks. So I got to get out
there. Well, Christy, what are you doing this weekend? You better get out and do something.
Well, luckily, I heard it might rain, so I think I might do back-to-back matinees.
Ooh, that sounds good. I wish you were in Washington. Mary and I'd go to the movies with you.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
All right. I guess we should move on to the serious stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, if we must. There's so much to talk about. Where are we going to start?
Is.
All right. How about this story that's out that apparently the Bush White House took these JAG lawyers on this whole Geneva Conventions business, locked them in a room, and basically coerced them to sign this letter. Now, here, believe it or not, this comes from, and I got to get Turk's attention, this comes from Fox News. This is one of Fox's reporters asking Tony Snow about this rumor. And, of course, then pandemonium breaks out of the room, and so we'll get your comments, but to check this out.
You said on Capitol Hill that the JAG had been coerced to write this letter.
Yes.
The officers, the JAG officers. Senator Graham is telling reporters on Capitol Hill that the White House had them in a meeting for 5 hours last night and tried to force them to sign a prepared statement. And he said reading this JAG letter they ended up writing leaves total ambiguity on interpretation. This is Senator Lindsey Graham.
Well,
what's your response to that?
It sounds like you're starting to entertain the detainee crisis.
Well, wait a minute. I think you're
going to give them the answer.
Well, here's the answer. Here's the answer. The real answer is go back and read the testimony from August.
Was there a meeting?
The testimony, I don't know if there's not a White House meeting. I don't think so. I don't think there was a White House meeting. I do know that they were asked to express in a letter the opinions that they had. That they had expressed in open committee in testimony before the United States Senate. I believe it was the Judiciary Committee, maybe Armed Services, in August. I don't know who asked. Ask who, you know, the thing is, if you start going into who asked whom to write letters, I don't know. We can ask each side. Here's the important thing.
You say it wasn't a White House meeting. Were there White House people?
I don't think
there?
So. I honestly don't
know. You've got to give us some clarity.
I don't know.
It's been reported that Jim Haynes, who's the counsel of the Pentagon, convened this meeting and got these guys to write this letter and something that told people they didn't agree with.
Well, I don't think so, because these would be, if it's possible.
That's not the case.
It's not the case. They were asked to write a letter that reflected their views, and they edited and signed the letter. Furthermore, these are the same people. I honestly don't know. I don't know who asked Colin Powell to write letters. I don't know who asked others.
But you say you don't know what didn't happen.
Well, please let me finish, and then you can pick away at the process. These are the same guys who have opposed us on the other matters of legislation here. It's not as if these guys are a bunch of toadies who sit around and say, what's the White House want us to do? These are JAGs who have important obligations which they take seriously. I think maybe the best thing to do is you know, go swarm them and ask them. They're generals. Well, there's one colonel on the letter. They're able to speak for themselves.
All right, what do you make of that? Now, first of all, explain to people who are listening and don't know what a JAG is, and then what do you make of Mr. Snow's comments there?
Well, what I make of them is he's stone cold busted doing something very bad. But a JAG is a military lawyer. They work for the Pentagon, and they interpret laws for the Pentagon about a lot of military issues. So yesterday was the big day on the Hill where the Senate was going to vote on whether or not to relax, basically, the Geneva Conventions, whether or not to make it easier to, quote-unquote, interrogate our prisoners and that sort of thing. President Bush was, I mean, he was out there. He went to the Hill himself to try and twist arms. Dick Cheney was on the Hill all week. And it's very interesting because you look at how much military service those two have, and then you look at who was against it. Honestly, you've got John McCain against it. You've got Lindsey Graham against it. You've got, everybody basically. You've got John Warner against it. All Republicans, all military veterans. So they still, the White House went up on the Hill and kept trying to twist arms. And then, God love him, Colin Powell wrote a letter to John McCain, which became public, in which he said, defy the president on this. if you do what George Bush is asking, it will kill our troops. So you've got Colin Powell, you've got John McCain, you've got Lindsey Graham, you've got John Warner, all saying this is a terrible idea. We are not going to do this. So President Bush freaked out a little bit. And they said, okay, we've got to have a letter of our own. So they bring all of these JAG lawyers into the White House, lock the door for 5 hours, and say, write a letter saying how much you love what we want to do. So there's a very bad man that really, really annoys me named William Haynes. And he is the Pentagon counsel who initially wrote all of the memos that led to, for example, using dogs to intimidate, to roll back the Geneva Conventions in the first place. He's that guy. So he wrote this very strong, we love this plan letter and gave it to them. And the reason it took so long is the lawyers were like, we will not sign this. Over our dead bodies will we sign this. And AP got the story. And the JAG lawyers just said no. So they finally signed this really wishy-washy, you can basically read whatever you want into it, letter that said, well, we've heard about the plan and, yeah, there's a plan. And so that was the letter that they eventually signed that Tony Snow was talking about.
8:15, 15 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we've got the one and only Christy Harvey with us. Yeah, you know, Colin Powell's the same guy that Tony Snow called him confused.
Right.
I mean,
that's the big plan now.
Thank you, Tony.
Exactly.
You know, Colin Powell is confused. Well, okay. Whatever you think works.
Well, there's a little, I guess, footnote to this story that I think is something that we all have to remember. This William Haynes, this bad guy who wrote the really strong letter to support that he tried to browbeat these lawyers into, President Bush last week renominated him for a federal court. So his judicial nomination will be next week. So I think we should remember that this is a bad guy still doing very bad stuff over at the Pentagon. But luckily, very luckily, and not surprisingly, the Senate stood up, the panel, and said, you know what, we're not going to vote for this White House thing. It's bad. It's bad news. It will lead to torture. It will lead to our own soldiers being put in harm's way, and by golly, we're not going to sign it, and they didn't. So something good happened.
Ford, laying off all of these people, actually buying them out, actually is what it amounts to, so you can't really... You can't really say laying off. You got to say buying out. What in the world? American automakers are in deep trouble.
American automakers are in deep trouble, and I think some of it is because they're just not keeping up with what people need. I mean, Ford just recently rolled out their great big new gas-guzzling SUVs, and everyone said, "Yeah, you know about the gas crisis? I know that you guys have been planning this for a while." But you have to look at what people really want right now and not just protect these companies. And, I mean, everyone on the right is always talking about how much they love free market society and capitalism. So why protect these companies and allow them to still exist when they're not keeping up with what people want is just my personal view on it. I mean, you got to look. The new Monopoly game came out. Did you see they revamped Monopoly?
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. I couldn't believe that they've done that. But maybe, you know what, it's my age and what am I, too much of a traditionalist when it comes to Monopoly?
Well, I thought so too, but I just kind of like the new one, especially since, have you ever finished a game of Monopoly? In my entire life, I've never finished a game.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, once on a rare occasion, I actually won.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, yeah, it was about like 80 years ago, but I mean, I did.
Well, it's so interesting because if you look at the tokens that they put for the new millennium, and the new board is supposed to look like what it would look like if they made Monopoly today. Instead of Boardwalk, you've got Times Square. Instead of Park Place, you've got Fenway Park. And so the new tokens, I thought this was fantastic. One of the new tokens instead of the race car is the Toyota Prius, a hybrid car. Don't you love that?
Yeah, that is kind of cool, but then in a way, it's kind of like, It's like seeing the Victory Motel being torn down.
Can't believe you're raining on my Monopoly sunshine, Jay.
Okay, well, you like it then, right?
Well, I also think it's very interesting that the White House is one of the squares. It's one of the green squares over on the expensive side. And you can personally purchase the White House for $3 million.
Well, why not? Corporate America's been doing it for years.
Exactly, but now we know how much it costs.
It's $3 million. Oh, man. I'm telling you, I guess what happens to people, I guess, is that, there's some areas of your life that you're resistant to change, and that when change hits you, you're kind of like, you know, you're kind of taken aback by it. And even though Monopoly is not, I mean, I haven't played it in years, but the idea that they would do all of this. And isn't one of the tokens also a cell phone?
There's a cell phone, there's McDonald's French fries, but the good news is they're not getting rid of the old Monopoly. This isn't a special edition that will go away, but you now, when you walk into a store, have choice. You can buy the old-school, traditional Monopoly, or you can get the new version for the new millennium. I don't know. I thought it was kind of neat. I liked the Prius part. It made me happy.
Do you drive a Prius?
I don't. I do not drive a Prius. So, I actually don't drive. I live in the city.
Don't you miss having a car?
Every once in a while, kind of, but not really. I mean, it's expensive. When you have a car, it gets trashed when you park it on the street. I'm a metro girl. I'm a bus girl.
Wait a minute. What do you mean it gets trashed when you park it on the street? I mean, where are you parking your car?
I live in downtown D.C. People crash into you.
People crash into you all over the place. What the hell? I don't know. I got a nice car, and it gets good gas mileage, and I'm very, very happy with it, although I'm looking forward to the day when we don't use fossil fuels.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm hoping that day, you know, comes within our lifetimes, and hopefully it will, even though I read an article in the New York Times in the business section that Chevron, because they have discovered this large oil field 175 miles off the coast of Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
is going to escape having to pay royalties on it because the government stumbled when they signed the leases.
It was a glitch. It was a mistake. And there was this great article, I don't know if you saw it, in the Washington Post this week, about how there is this complete lawless culture where anything goes over at the Department of Interior.
Yeah, I did see that.
And they just refused to fix the mistake, and it's going to cost us $1 billion. That's with a B. $1 billion of free money just given to Chevron. Thanks, taxpayer money. You know, glad I worked for that. Just because they refused to say, you know what, there was a typo in the original contract. Let's revisit, and we're going to fight you on it.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It is a real shame. It is a real shame. All right, Christy Harvey, thank you so much for being on the program again this Friday. And your homework assignment is to go out and see Hollywood Land and Black Dahlia. And if you do you have a sixth sense of humor?
I have a very sick sense of humor, unfortunately.
Okay. Here's a movie you'll love.
Okay.
Go see Factotum.
I've heard it's amazing. Another Oscar for Matt Dillon, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know. But you know what? It's an independent film after the Charles Bukowski novel. But go see Factotum. And then, you know what? We'll talk about all these films next week.
Well, I got to run because I got a really busy weekend looking at me now. Thanks a lot, Jay.
That's right. Thank you, Christy.
Thanks.
Okay. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you missed any or part of Christy Harvey, you can get it by downloading it. Podcast, am760.net. Go there, and you can download the hour of your choice. And you want to look at the 8 o'clock hour. It's 8:22. Open phones. One line at 303-713-7600. Don't forget the information released yesterday by the Democratic Party. We cannot trust the voting machines in the state of Colorado. Vote absentee this year. And you know what? Go to the Denver West section of the Denver Post. Read the article, Voting Machines Missed Mark. Make sure you check that out this morning. And you know what? I don't care if you're Republican, independent, or Democrat. Wherever you stand politically, you need to read this because you need to be hip to the fact that we just can't trust the machines. And you know, I'd like to say very good work, Gigi Dennis. You know, very good work. You have a bright future in politics, hopefully not. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad ride at all for our Friday, although we do have a couple of tech center problems. A minor crash southbound 25, your exit ramp to Arapahoe, and then a second problem. This one's out of traffic, southbound I-25, but look for it between Orchard and Arapahoe. Northbound side of I-25, cruising right now through the tech center all the way up to the bridges. 225 catching the usual delays now, southbound from Parker to I-25, and northbound from Parker to Mississippi. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with gusty afternoon thunderstorms, a high expected of 82. Currently, it's 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 15 cents each with the coupon in this week's ad. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating store. Right store, right price.
By actively involving ourselves in our children's lives, we can direct them toward activities that allow them to feel good about themselves. Hobbies and sports can provide positive experiences. Family activities help establish strong family values. Our constant involvement in their lives makes a positive difference. This is from Shiloh House at 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton, a quality residential treatment center specializing in outpatient programs, foster care, in-home programs, abuse treatment, and more. Call Shiloh House at 932-9599. Shiloh House.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with CityBoy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. Lease a new 2007 Volvo XC90 3.2 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,509 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival. Held at the Colorado Convention Center, this three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
Minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 81, partly sunny, with the thunderstorms, open phones, and let's move to the phones, and we go to John in southeast Denver. John, you're on AM 760, good morning.
Hi, Jay, good morning.
Hi, John.
You had talked about Gigi Dennis.
Right.
And the GOP always tries to limit the opposition to voter turnout, the opposition's voter turnout, rather.
Yeah, they just lost a voter ID case in Missouri, as a matter of fact.
Right, and Ohio was a big example, and Florida. And they do it in almost every state, especially the contested states. Happens every election. It's the only way they can do it because they just don't have the ideas, so they got to cheat a little bit. But we can, as you say, if we just use the absentee ballot, we can beat them. And we have to do that. Regarding the Geneva Convention, this is a real important thing that the government's messing with, and they're going to put at risk all of our soldiers who may be captured by all future enemies and all future wars. It's just we have to respect the Geneva Convention. That's the basis for the safety of our soldiers going to war. It's just it's insane messing with that. But anyhow, in my opinion, we're not going to have any real peace or security from terrorism, and we may lose the war on terror, as the GOP calls it, unless we change Congress in November, and it's really important to get people out and use that absentee ballot. I won't keep you too long here. I'm the designated guy for announcing the weekly peace vigils, and may I give you about a 10-second spiel on that?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Great, I really appreciate it. There's going to be peace vigils at 52nd and Wadsworth Saturday from 12 to 1. That's Colorado Citizens for Peace. There's going to be one at University and First from 1 to 2 at Cherry Creek, the Peace Vigil, Sheridan and 92nd, 11 to 12 on Saturday. That's the Westminster Peace Vigil. And also Tuesdays, Women in Black do their thing at Colorado Mills Mall, 5 to 6 p.m. And we really appreciate you letting us know about that, letting us announce it. The theme for most of these is anti-Iraq war and anti-administration, and anybody that wants to make a sign can come. We're, everybody's welcome. It's not a problem. We need to make the GOP pay a price at the polls for failing to protect us and weakening the war on terror, because if they keep it up, it's really going to be weakened.
Well, you know what? I agree, and you're more than welcome. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, man.
You got it.
Carry on.
See ya. Let's go to Janice in Denver. Janice, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I represent an organization called AARP Elder Watch. We're tied to the AARP Foundation and the Colorado Attorney General's Office. And we have an event tomorrow that is designed to sort of help especially older consumers reduce their risk of identity theft. And Colorado is currently number 4 in the country as far as cases of identity theft. So from 10 to 2 tomorrow at Windsor Gardens, 565 Clinton Street, in the parking lot, people can bring in all their old files, paper documents, things that have identifying information on it, and we'll put it in a shredding truck, turn it into confetti. Eventually, it'll be recycled, and they'll be safer for the effort.
All right, what's that address again?
It's 565 South Clinton Street.
Okay. Well, and what time do we get there?
We're going to open the parking lot at 10, and we'll be there till 2.
Okay.
And this is the second year we've done it, and last year we did over a ton of paper. So it's just a very cool opportunity for people who don't necessarily have access to a shredder to get out there and get rid of some of the stuff that could lead them to being victims.
All right, Janice, I appreciate the call.
I appreciate the opportunity to announce. Thank
you
very much.
Okay, have a good day. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, all these announcements, I feel like like one of my first jobs in radio, I did this thing called Tradio, where people would call up. Tradio, brought to you by the Border Credit Union in Laughlin, Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas. No cars? Let's see, what do we used to say? We used to say, no guns, no houses, no automobiles, and no human beings. No, just kidding.
Tradio?
Yeah, Tradio.
That is very good.
So we had, like, no delay, right? So some guy, so I go, I don't been on the job, like, maybe a month, month and a half. So I go, good morning, Tradio. And the guy goes, yeah, I got a steaming bucket of shh to say. And I had, like, no delay. I dropped the phone, you know, it was just squealing on the air and all this stuff. Oh, God. See, you know, all that stuff in radio is gone now. We have to be perfect.
There's all kinds of regulations now.
Yeah, what a drag. Would you love to co-host Tradio with me, Gina?
Hey, let's do it.
Yes, hi. I have a washing machine to sell, a refrigerator, some chickens. I swear to you, I used to get people to call up and would sell livestock.
Really?
I got chickens? Well, yeah, because, I mean, you know, living in Valverde County, in Del Rio, Texas, I got chickens in Del Rio, Texas. I got, they used to sell all kinds of things, appliances, you know, clothes.
How did you wind up in Del Rio, Texas?
Oh, God, do you really want to know?
Yeah. Is it a long story?
No, it's not that long. My first job in radio was actually in Rapid City, South Dakota, but the radio station got busted by the FCC. I needed another job, so I knew that. So I found out there was this opening in Del Rio, Texas, and I took it, and I traveled by bus from Rapid City to Del Rio. Del Rio is 125 miles south of San Antonio on the border between Mexico and the United States. And subsequently, because I went there, I worked on the border between the United States and Mexico for a number of years, and it was some of the best times I ever had.
I bet.
I really loved it. It was a little teeny radio station, KWMC. We had 250 watts, and then I remember the day the FCC said we could go up to 1,000 watts, and it was like a big deal.
Wow.
You know? It was the country giant. You know, it was like a big thing. So anyway, yeah, Del Rio, you know, a lot of people don't even have any idea where Del Rio is.
They know it from
XCRF.
Yeah.
You know, which used to broadcast, come on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and go till 5 in the morning and have like 150,000 watts. and would broadcast nothing but preachers soliciting money, including Reverend Ike. Do you remember Reverend Ike?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, maybe somebody out there does, but that's what they used to do. And they had a guy who came on at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon who sold tap dance lessons by mail. I swear to you this is true. You know, glow-in-the-dark Jesuses and
yes.
sand from the Holy Land and, you know, holy water.
I get the picture.
And medical cures. You know, all kinds of medical cures. You know, cures for the gout. This kind of stuff.
What a life experience, Jay.
I know. And then their whole spiel was they would just... Their whole spiel would be to get on the air and say nothing but the address over and over again. Write me... Care of XCRF Box X, Del Rio, Texas.
Of course.
So that was what the whole deal was. All right, we got more open phones coming up, but tell us what's going on with Friday morning traffic.
Well, we do have a wreck southbound Sheridan at US 6 in Lakewood. It's multi-cars, so watch out for it. Obviously, it's not on 6th Avenue itself, but you may be trying to hop on there, and that's pretty heavy right now. It's a heavy spot on the eastbound side. Looks like both tech center problems, southbound 25, are gone, but you are doing some braking now, northbound 25 through the bridges, and, of course, southbound I-70 to Spears getting very heavy into downtown. Weather today, partly cloudy skies, breezy.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. So ask the person who does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. Then ask if they offer a lifetime guarantee on pads or shoes. Midas does. Finally, ask how long they've been around. If it's less than 50 years, then compared to Midas, they're still the new kids on the block. If you don't get the answers you need, head to Midas, America's leader in brakes. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas Touch. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Check out a James Hardy Siding Center in Lone Tree, Lakewood, or Denver. For the location nearest you, call 1-866-3-HARDIE or visit jameshardysidingcenter.com. Save 10% when you schedule your siding replacement by September 30th. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
38 minutes past the hour. High today, 81. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Open phones. I got 4 open lines, 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nobody knows who Reverend Ike is. Are any of those TV preachers still operating? Does anybody know? I guess Reverend Ike's not on television or radio anymore. What about Benny Hinn? Is he still around? How about Ernest Angley. What about, who's the guy who used to sit on the throne and wear a crown?
I've never been into watching any of those shows, so I have no idea if any of those people are still on the air.
Well, I used to watch those shows a lot when I used to smoke a lot of marijuana. Smoke a lot of pot and watch those shows. Oh, okay, how much trouble am I in for saying that on the air? Let's go to Larry, a guy from North Dakota, one of my favorite places, here in Colorado. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Larry, and I do live in Dickinson, and I'm on I-25. Whenever I'm on the road, I love to listen to you. You do a great job.
Well, thanks.
I got a little history. You know, George Sr. was a World War II vet, right?
Right.
And he come to the Vietnam War and thought it was a pain in the butt because it wasn't right. So he kept Georgie Jr. out, didn't he?
Yeah, that's exactly
okay.
Right.
Okay, now you think back when George Sr. didn't get reelected, he blamed it on the fact that he didn't go all the way to Baghdad from his little desert storm. Am I correct? I mean, he really feel he screwed up there. So when he got George Jr. in there, George Jr. promised Daddy we would get Saddam. That promise was made by George Jr. George Sr. I don't doubt it. I know it for a fact. So anyhow, we got ourselves in there because 9/11 gave George Jr. the excuse. But then George Jr. was very smart. He had to get the right kind of people behind him. So we had Dick Cheney and George Sr. help him out. Who did he pick to surround himself with? A bunch of crooks and thieves called the Shadow Cabinet of Richard Nixon. Donald Rumsfeld once best that, but he got a bunch of damn crooks all around him, telling him what to do, and they're all dumb because they were dumb enough to get caught in Watergate. And these guys are trying to run the country, and all they want to do is break the laws. And, of course, they've got the greatest guy in the world, George Jr., because he's a born-again Christian. I mean, he is so honest and sincere, he wouldn't do any wrong. Am I pretty close to being on target?
Well, I think you're right about connections in the administration to the Watergate and to the past. I think you're right.
Yes.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I think you're right about the fact that these guys thought they knew it all and had it all down. And now what's happened is it's turned out that they didn't know. And what I find interesting is they're trying to play this game now with the International Atomic Energy Agency. About them being wrong, and these guys are right, and the Senate Intelligence, the House Intelligence Committee, comprised mostly of Republicans, that they're right about Iran and its nuclear capabilities, and it's like, you know, you step back and go, well, look, you know what, you didn't have it right the first time, what makes you think you're going to have it right the second time? But I think you're right. I mean, essentially, these are people left over from, you know, every president has like a shadow cabinet. Every president has advisors.
Absolutely.
But these people are all people that are left over. But, you know, one of the problems, though, with this president is he refused to listen to not only his father, but he also refused to listen to his father's friends, one of them being Brent Scowcroft, who told him not to get involved in Iraq and not to go to Baghdad, and he did it anyway. And now it's just a complete, complete mess.
Now Colin Powell is the guy that's wrong, and Colin Powell's been the most honest guy. He had two honest cabinet members to start with, O'Neill and Powell. Both of them got out of the sinking ship because both of them knew this guy was just plumb crazy.
Yes, I think Colin Powell's ashamed of what went on. And
Paul O'Neill.
Yeah, well, O'Neill spoke out earlier. You're right about that.
Yes,
Larry,
yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Yes,
take
keep
care.
Keep it going.
All right,
okay?
Stay warm this winter.
All right, thanks.
See ya. Here's Pat and Deborah, who remembers Reverend Ike. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Do you remember Reverend Ike?
I sure do. I never remembered him on TV, but he was on radio, and he'd always say, you can't lose with the stuff I use.
Was he on radio here in Denver?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He was.
Yeah, he'd always, that's right, he'd say, why have pie in the sky when you can, and he got all that stuff, right?
Right. I like to listen to him. I mean, I didn't go along with it, but I like listening to him. He was colorful.
See, I love all that stuff. And whatever happened to all of that? It's all gone now.
It's gone. But you said you worked in Del Rio, so did you work with Wolfman Jack?
No, he was gone by that time. He had left and had gone to Southern California to XERB and KDAY and those stations.
Okay.
He was gone by that time. But that radio station that he was on there, XERF, had a real colorful history. A guy by the name of Dr. Brinkley, the goat gland doctor, started that radio station. He used to advertise that you could cure male impotence with goat glands. And They used to have all these people on. Like, they had this guy on by the name of Cowboy Dallas Turner.
Oh, I don't remember him.
Well, he was only on the border.
Oh.
And he was Cowboy Dallas Turner on XERF, and he was Cowboy Dale Turner on XEMO, and he would always get on every night and tell the same story. He would talk about the fact about how he was a famous country and western singer, which, of course, was not true, and that he was lying in a motel. He was lying in a hotel room in Cincinnati, drunk one night, when he heard Hank Williams sing "I Saw the Light," and from there, he found the Lord, and he would get on here and say, "If you send me an offering with a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will send you a Cowboy Dallas Turner prayer message." So, I mean, they had all these guys on the air who had all of these different shticks of stuff that they would sell, but most of it was religion. But they did have like guys like the tap dance thing, and they had a guy who would also teach you how to play piano by mail too.
Well, you know, Richard Pryor did a satire on those preachers about sending. If you send me such and such and such, I'll send you absolutely free a touch from God.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I, you know, that's a shame. It's a real shame that none of that stuff was ever preserved.
Oh, I know.
And so the people who are younger than us don't remember it, how theatrical all that stuff used to be, and how flamboyant all those people were.
Oh, right.
And, you know, now who knows? I don't know where Reverend Ike is these days.
I don't, but he was kind of, well, I'm 62 now, and I think he was older than me. He might be retired.
Well, you know what? I guess he's off. But, and they, you know, but that stuff used to be, I mean, I used to just howl. Oh, and they would heal people, too.
That's right. Another thing. Remember when Oral Roberts used to heal people?
Yeah, well, then he got away from that, though, and started getting like legit. Although, you know, the stunt he pulled, which I thought was pretty good, was he said he was going to lock himself in his prayer tower in Tulsa, Oklahoma, until either God gave him the money he needed to run Oral Roberts or he died, one or the other.
I remember that.
And, of course, he comes, you know, he didn't stay up there very long. But, yeah, well, that's a part of American history that's gone. But
they should, if somebody has old tapes, they should revise that.
Hey, if I had those old tapes, I'd play them.
Okay, well, you have a good day today.
Thanks, Pat. You have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I had that stuff. What, John, you're laughing? That stuff used to go on, man. That stuff used to happen, and they had Mexican engineers at XERF who would wow the tapes, so it would sound like this: "Welcome to the God and Christ Hour," because, you know, they wouldn't start it exactly the way it was supposed to.
Oh yeah, back reel to reel days, it all sounded different.
Yeah, back in the reel to reel days. All right, it's 8:46, 14 away from 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More open phones coming up. Morgan Carroll and Ken Gordon after 9 o'clock. To talk about lobbying, and also we'll get their comments about the voting scandal and the voting machines, which, once again, remember, you need to vote absentee. You need to do that because we cannot trust the voting machines in the state of Colorado.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we've really had a pretty decent commute for a Friday, and no major freeway delays right now, and the problems we've had have been fairly minor, been cleared pretty quickly, too. C-470 caught up in the usual spots. Watch out on the eastbound side. Kipling to Wadsworth out of Littleton getting very busy, and Broadway to University tied up there with just the usual congestion. I-70 still looks good, though, across the Front Range, including at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Crews will be pulling those restrictions from the westbound side of the Ike there in about an hour, so that will be back to normal. Actually, good news for the weekend. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with gusty afternoon thunderstorms and a high expected of 82. Right now it's 63 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At your Jeep dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now get their best offer yet. 0%
for the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan. Call Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
A history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Checker Auto Parts!
What your car is really saying, number six, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and band practice, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boy! Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Oopsies, sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, we got it!
Checker Auto Parts has great new products for you, like our Pro X1 three-piece emergency jumpstart kit, all new Pro X1 cordless rechargeable spotlights, new Powerbuilt 3-ton capacity spider jack, and our brand new 7,500-watt peak power generator with electric starting by Champion. And now you can save every day with our special clip and save coupons available right in the store.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
8:49, 11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I've said this, been saying it all week. I'm going to say it again. Buying a new car smells great, you know, looks great, all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, you lose money. But you can get around that by buying a good, clean, late model used car. And the place to go is Rocky's Autos. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, they got them all. Over 500 units on the lot. Now, someday, we will get to the point where we don't use fossil fuels. And I can't wait for that day. But you know what? We're not there yet. And right now, if you've got to have a vehicle not only for the family, but also for yourself, save money, get a great deal, go to Rockies. Colorado's number one volume dealer. Great people out there to deal with, too. Like Tom and Marvell Shearer. Spanky Herrera. These guys are all my friends. Jim Monroe, Maryland's illegitimate brother. Fred Labrato, Johnny Mays, Gerard Menard. They're all great people. All the people who work at Rockies are my friends, and they're good people, and I'm glad to talk about them. And you know what? They got their matching down incentive going up, going on up to $1,500. You put down $3,000. You put down $1,500. They put down $1,500. You got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, ask for Steve, he handles that, and see what they're all about, or do the next best thing, get out there. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and as a matter of fact, I'm going out there today, so you know what, I'll run into you probably if you show up. Rocky's Autos are located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. So ask the person who does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. Then ask if they offer a lifetime guarantee on pads or shoes. Midas does. Finally, ask how long they've been around. If it's less than 50 years, then compared to Midas, they're still the new kids on the block. If you don't get the answers you need, head to Midas, America's leader in brakes. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
You're getting up on the left side of the bed with my buddy Jay Marvin. This is Ed Schultz. Today at 1, I'll be with you in the left lane on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ed's the man this afternoon between 1 and 4. 8:52, 52 minutes before the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 81, partly sunny, thunderstorms, and all. You know what? I got all these people who want to talk about serious stuff, but Marissa in Longmont remembers Catherine Kuhlman. Marissa in Longmont remembers Catherine Kuhlman. She was like this vampire on television. I swear to God, she looked like this vampire. She would say, I believe in miracles. What?
That's exactly what Marisa said.
Yeah, you know what? I don't care. People can complain. I'm going to talk to her. Marisa in Longmont, you're on. You remember Catherine Kuhlman?
I believe
in miracles.
Because I believe in God.
Yeah, that's right. She was like, and she had this blind organ player or piano player or something, right? And I always thought she was like, doing the, you know, doing the nasty with him.
Well, that part I don't remember, but I do, you know, of course, at that time, with not much on TV, my brothers and I would either watch Creature Features on Saturday afternoon, All-Star Wrestling, or Catherine Kuhlman.
Oh, yeah, and I also remember All-Star Wrestling, and I remember wrestling with people like the Destroyer and Freddie Blassie and all those people.
Oh, and Dr. X.
Dr. X. And there was always, you know what, there was always a guy who wore what they call in the business a hood. And,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, weight unknown from parts unknown, it's the mysterious Dr. X, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he was creepy. He was really kind of weird, but...
But she was, like, really out there, wasn't she?
Well, you know what, though? I don't remember any of the rhetoric or the philosophy or anything. She might have actually been saying some really good things. It's just that, you know...
She was into this really bizarre... kind of healing, kind of, she was a takeoff on this woman, what was her name, Mary McSimple
McPherson? Amy Semple McPherson.
Amy Semple McPherson, yeah. That's who she
disappeared for a while.
That's who she was, that was her, like, her big role model.
Right, exactly, which is really kind of a freaky role model. When you think, you know, if you go back and you think about why McPherson disappeared, it was all kind of a... that evangelical movement and kind of taking advantage of people at a pretty desperate time and stuff like that. So,
and she and Kuhlman used to dress really weird too. She had like these weird gowns with like these long fabric trails off of her sleeves or something. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, actually, you know, all I remember is what we used to say all the time. But you know what? Just so that we don't offend too many of your listeners, I did want to say one of Angie Pachone's perfect responses to the mudslinging from the muskrat, that's what I call her, is if Marilyn keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, it's perfect. And I went to see Angie Wednesday afternoon at Sandstone Ranch, and she's just, her energy is amazing, and she's just got a lot of great ideas, and very, I'm going to be very proud to vote for her. So.
Yeah, you know what, I love her, and I've given money to her campaign, and I'm really emotionally tied to that campaign. I mean, maybe Marilyn Musgrave is really Catherine Kuhlman.
Well, you know what? That's kind of an interesting segue, isn't it?
Or she could be on All Star Wrestling.
You know, Dave, that was my plan all along, was just to kind of use that in there.
Oh God, I can't. Do you remember what channel Catherine Kuhlman was on?
Maybe Channel 2.
And what channel ran All Star Wrestling?
Oh man, you know what? That's too long ago. You've got a better grasp on this than I do. But
well, you know, I don't mean to offend you or anything, but can I ask you, how old are you?
I'm 46.
Well, I'm older than you. I'm like 54.
Yeah. Well, see, you've got you know, a few more years, so you could remember all like the details, like what she was wearing and stuff. It was just kind of a joke to me and my brothers. So.
Well, that's because I love that old. That old culture, and sometimes when I don't have anything to do, which is not very often, but sometimes I'll surf the internet, looking for stuff about old TV and old radio and seeing where all these people are and where they ended up. But I have no idea what happened to Catherine. I assume Catherine Kuhlman's taking a dirt nap, and is probably with her Lord and Savior. But I don't really have any idea.
Well, no, God bless her. I hope everything's cool.
Yeah, I do, too. I hope everything's fine with her, too. I mean, she was immensely entertaining, and I'm just only sorry I wasn't old enough to go to one of her things in person. Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, and Jay, great show.
Oh, I love you, too. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye.
See ya. All right, we'll take more open phone calls, and plus we'll talk to Morgan, Carol, and Ken Gordon, and that's all coming up. Miss any or part of the show, podcast available at am760.net. Choose your hour, download, listen at your convenience.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in the crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Keep your car running right and save money today. Get to AutoZone now and change your oil and filter every 3 months or 3,000 miles. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for only $12.99. That's right, just $12.99. See store for details. Don't send your engine to an early grave. Get to AutoZone, change your oil, and get more life out of your car.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Shoppers are getting the message on fresh spinach.
Of course, I'd avoid it. If I thought it was going to make me sick, I wouldn't buy it.
Because of an outbreak of E. coli in 8 states that's left at least one person dead and sickened dozens of others. Health officials are considering it a threat nationwide. Bevan Baker is health commissioner in Milwaukee.
This could be the tip of the iceberg because we know individuals who have sought medical advice. Others who may have been exposed may not have sought medical advice.
The best advice, avoid fresh spinach entirely or use it only after it's been washed thoroughly. President Bush faces reporters in a few minutes.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. The news conference takes place a day after President Bush suffered an embarrassing defeat on terrorism legislation in the Senate Armed Services Committee. He'll use an opening statement to discuss why he didn't get what he wants, a measure with his version of provisions for putting terrorists on trial and subjecting them to CIA interrogation. Mr. Bush has made it clear he won't sign the committee bill.
An Ohio congressman has agreed to plead guilty in connection with the Capitol Hill scandal. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Nay, who for months has fervently declared his innocence, agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud and violate lobbying laws and making false statements, and he now says he's sorry. The Ohio Republican is the first member of Congress to admit guilt in the still-growing scandal surrounding GOP lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Nay now admits he took expensive trips and lavish gifts from Abramoff in exchange for helping him with legislation. Nay's former chief of staff pled guilty earlier. He could face up to 10 years in prison, but prosecutors say they'll recommend 2 years and 3 months of jail time. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Ford has spelled out the sweeping cuts it hopes will put it on the road back into the black. Detroit's number two automaker says it will eliminate 14,000 salary jobs and offer all 75,000 blue-collar workers buyout offers. Ford's Mark Fields.
What we communicated as a six-year plan in January now needs to be focused squarely on the actions we must start taking today and continuing through the end of 2008 to turn this business around once and for all.
And Ford is not the only car maker in trouble. Daimler Chrysler says it lost more than $1.5 billion in the third quarter.
That it was going to be a bad quarter is not a surprise. How bad it is something of a surprise.
Peter Brown of Automotive News Magazine says the company is caught in the market squeeze as buyers lose their taste for light trucks and SUVs. Pope Benedict has stirred a religious war of words during his trip to Germany. Earlier this week, as he spoke about Islam and jihad, remarks that have drawn fire from Muslim leaders.
This is Richard Roth in Damascus. Word was passed quickly and clearly from the government here to the imams preaching in the mosque not to talk about the Pope's remarks. The result was that in sermons here, the Pope wasn't mentioned.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 62 points. This is CBS News.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the old the customer is always right even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The jury now deliberating the case of an accused Denver cop killer. Raul Gomez Garcia told the court yesterday there were other opportunities to shoot detectives Donnie Young and Jack Bishop.
I said the reason why that I didn't shoot the first time nor the second time because there were some children.
Garcia says he only tried to scare the officers. Closing arguments took place yesterday, and then the case was handed to the jury. Dwayne Dog Chapman, behind bars in Hawaii, the bounty hunter turned TV celebrity, arrested by U.S. Marshals with his son and brother in connection with the 2003 arrest of Max Factor heir Andrew Luster in Mexico. Chapman spokesperson Mona Wood.
Dwayne's holding up really well, and we're really proud of him, and he's a hero to millions of people, and we just really feel that this is a travesty.
The case made Chapman famous. The Mexican government says bounty hunting is kidnapping and asked the U.S. to extradite the three back to Mexico. Of course, Chapman got his start right here in Denver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We do still have one wreck causing some trouble. Quebec on-ramp to eastbound I-70, but I-70 still has good speeds through the city. No problems out to DIA. You still have to avoid Martin Luther King at Colorado Boulevard. The intersection remains closed from early this morning as investigators look into a crash involving a postal truck. Southbound 25, busy past downtown. Otherwise, we're starting to smooth out in traffic across the city. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Who is a representative of House District 36. And this is, we're going to talk to her about Gigi Dennis and lobbying and also the voting machine scandal. And Representative Carroll, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
All right, let's talk about your efforts to get reform as far as lobbyists working the state legislature. You wrote a letter to Gigi Dennis, and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, we, and a lot of your listeners followed this, too. We passed historic lobbying reforms in Colorado with great difficulty, but finally with bipartisan support signed by the governor that basically said to the public, you have a right to know who all the registered lobbyists are in the state, exactly who they work for, exactly what bill by bill number, their positions they're taking, and all direct financial relationships lobbyists have with lawmakers and with the legislation they're working on, and this bill was set to take effect July 1st. It is now September, 14th or 15th today, and they are still wildly out of compliance. They have not devised an electronic reporting form so that the 1,100 lobbyists actually can comply with the law, nor has anybody seen a manual form that even gives them a backup. So we are 2.5 months out of compliance. This is an absolute right to this disclosed information. We told the public they had a right to this information. It is the law. Frankly, it's being skirted, and even while they're working on it, you know, the law is really not a suggestion. It's supposed to be happening by now, and the closest thing they got, you have to dig really far in the site, and if you're a lobbyist, you might get prompted where basically the website says, sorry, we're not in compliance yet. But there's no notice to the public. There's no Dear Joe, Jane Q public. If you actually want this information, here's how to get it. And the reason it matters is because had she been in compliance by July 1st, well, guess what? We had a special session. We legislated a variety of bills that were of interest to a lot of people in the public, and there were people lobbying on that. And right now the public has been denied all that information.
I don't think she cares.
I'm having a hard time seeing where this is a priority, because I've called the office, and granted they have their IT folks working on it, and they had, frankly, a very pathetic excuse that they gave to the newspaper, which is, well, we were waiting for an appropriation from the state to do this, and it's going to take 520 hours to change a form. Well, they have full-time IT people to the tune of six figures per year. They were not waiting on any one little $30,000 budget, you know, budget item to get this through, but you want to talk priorities. This is why this is so messed up. The Secretary of State's office is so much more important than people realize. This is whether your elections are corrupt or competent or not, whether your campaign finance is corrupt or competent or not, your lobbying laws. They oversee corporations. And right now, rather than enforcing, for example, the lobbying law, we are horribly out of compliance with HAVA or the Help America Vote Act. We have experimented to the detriment of everybody, privatizing parts of our elections, and our contract with Accenture was completely botched, and we aren't fixed from that. And our voting machines aren't or can't be certified in many regions, and the person she certified as an expert just testified under oath that he's not an expert. And these are the things that are her job. Well, here's where the priorities are really something that is incensing me, because this is clearly the job of the Secretary of State. And what is she doing instead? We have had something like 29 emergency rules promulgated at the 11th hour, most of which have nothing to do with her job, most of which substantively affect the outcome of legislation, and perhaps most disturbing are the result of closed-door meetings with Republican lawyers that went in with a wish list, and it was essentially granted. And that, to me, is bad priorities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? I think we should throw her out. I mean, I don't know if there's because I'm just off the top of my head here, I don't know if there's a mechanism in the state constitution or whatever. She isn't elected. I mean, she was appointed. I think we should get rid of her. I mean, I think somebody should stand up on the floor of the legislature. Either the legislature ought to do it, or we ought to do it by petition or do something. But we ought to get rid of her because she obviously doesn't know what she's doing and doesn't care and serves only her political masters. And you talked about the voting machine thing. I mean, the story this morning in the Denver Post, I mean, we have to vote absentee now because we can't trust the machines. And she gives the job to this guy. You know, he doesn't know. He testifies under oath. This guy, John Gardner, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything about, you know, these machines or anything. And as I said to Pat Walk this morning, well, you know what? I should go out to DIA and just fix jetliners. What the hell? I don't know anything, but I mean, I guess I can get a job doing it.
Yeah, you know, it really makes you wonder, well, how exactly do you pick these folks? And to his credit, at least he was honest under oath. But, you know, you can't be sitting here facing September and looking at the most basic core of this office, which is elections, and tell me that we're not going to be HAVA compliant, our machines, we can't guarantee that anything basically works or anything is supposed to go as planned. I mean, if there's one job for the Secretary of State's office, it's this. There have been others that have been calling for her resignation. You rightfully point out that she wasn't elected, and I know her personally, and I think she's a very pleasant person, but anybody who isn't ultimately very, very picky about the highest qualifications when it comes to the infrastructure of our democracy does not have their priorities straight. And anybody who would rather legislate from the executive branch than figure out how we certify voting machines or figure out how we disclose to the public the lobbying information they're supposed to have, I mean, these are so core to sunshine and democracy. And, you know, I don't know if there's a way to recall. I actually haven't looked into that. And I know there's some folks calling for the resignation. I mean, at this point, I would just beg that she basically do whatever is needed, even if it's very bold and aggressive, to hire and fire the most competent people she can possibly get her hands on, enforce the lobbying law, do whatever it's going to take to get our voting machines absolutely reliable, certified, and competent, get us HAVA complied, and stop putting her priorities on making up these other rules that are beyond her scope. And just to give your listeners a couple of examples, the latest rule she came down with honestly says that in some circumstances, your vote for candidate A will really be treated as if you meant it for candidate B. And that's when you've got a vacancy within a certain time frame. Well, if that's not who's on the ballot, and if that's not who a voter voted for, tell me in what democracy I can go cast a vote for John Smith and somebody through a rulemaking caveat can treat it as if my vote was really for Jane Doe. That's not democratic.
Well, you know why she's doing that? I'm starting this rumor. You know why she's doing that?
Why is she doing that?
Because Bob Beaupre's going to drop out.
Someone's going to drop out. I'll tell you, there have been rumors even in my race.
He's going to drop out because, you know what? He's like, according to the Rocky Mountain News, the Rocky Mountain News CBS 4 poll shows him 17 points behind Bill Ritter. If I were Bob Beaupre, if I were both ways Bob, I'd just quit.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's nice. We don't really have to do much campaigning against him. We can just let him speak for himself, and he's doing a great job. And
that's why she changed it, though. They'll get somebody else to run. You'll see.
Well, they clearly have to see the writing on the wall. I mean, Beaupre's numbers are awful, and they're getting worse every day, and Ritter's getting stronger every day, and clearly the buzz is that, I mean, it may not even be the only seat. Clearly, there's some speculation that the reason the GOP lawyers want this is because they think their polling stinks in several races. And they would like the opportunity to just sort of declare by executive rulemaking fiat that, you know, your vote wasn't really what it was. It was for something else. And I have to tell you, Jay, my campaign manager, Bill, was joking. He said, the next rule we're going to see is that, you know, in reality, the Republicans really won all the seats, no matter how you vote. And he's joking, but it's not that far. I mean, as soon as you let her say who you voted for is not who you really are voting for, that's really, really dangerous territory.
So how do we get rid of her other than through election, which we can't wait, which we now we're starting to, you know, now we got to vote absentee because of the machines.
Yeah, that's epic.
She needs to resign now.
We've got to find somebody who can get in here and do this. And if she could just swallow some pride and either just beg for the kind of help we need or get somebody else in there that can do it. You cannot be September before a November 06 election and not have these things figured out. I mean, you cannot proceed to an election with any doubt about your voting machines, with any doubt about what the process is, and you can't be changing the rules. The only thing she's addressing are changing the rules last minute that are geared towards doing a GOP
advantage. Right, well, I mean, you're not my representative. I don't live in your district, but you are a representative. You're, you know, a lawyer. You're smart. Okay, how do we get rid of her?
You know, I would actually have to do some research to see what the process for recall would be for a Secretary of State, because I don't know off the top of my head. I mean, I know some folks politically are trying to up the political pressure to really ask her for the good of the state to resign. This is not supposed to be a partisan position. This is supposed to be someone who serves the basic democratic principles of the entire state, no matter what party is behind your name. You should never be doing this for one or the other. So if she doesn't actually accept an invitation to resign or to basically get her house in order, then I imagine there is a recall process, the details of which would have to be looked up, or I'd have to look up because this is something I haven't looked into before, but I imagine there's a way to recall all of us, and I think the fact that she was never actually elected in the first place makes it even more alarming.
Well, we ought to look into it, and you know, I'm going to call and invite her to be on the show, and she won't come on, but I'll ask her to come on and try to explain to us, you know, why she hired this guy, why all this is going on, and why the state here a couple of months before the election is, you know, the voting machines and all this other stuff is in a mess, and it's a huge scandal. And then also the lobbying situation.
Yeah,
we're exposed to where it's law on July 1st, and we're still not there. Why are we not there?
Well, and before we ever had this bill signed into law, Jay, I met with that office. I told them exactly what was going to be in the bill. This was not popped on anyone as a last-minute surprise. And if you had to do emergency rulemaking to come into compliance, do it. But you know what? She did lots of emergency rules, and none of them had anything to do with actually coming into compliance with what she was supposed to be doing. I know.
Well, you know, I mean, Gigi, go get a job at a, you know, go do something else. Go to DIA and work on planes. Do something. Get out. If you figure out how to do this, please send me an email.
I will send you an email letting you know how, and it's really a sad example because on her own, I don't think she would devise all this. It's really, really unfortunate when you have public officials who really listen to the wrong people, the wrong agenda, and are willing to basically hijack the state's best interests on the way.
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's sad. Morgan, thank you so much, Representative Morgan Carroll. Thank you so much, Representative, I should say. Thanks for being on the program. You're welcome here any time, and I look forward to hearing from you, and I know you'll get in touch with me. And people want to find out more about your campaign and more about you, they can go to RepresentativeMorganCarroll.com.
That's right. It's RepMorganCarroll.com. Thanks so much, Jay.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. All right, if you missed any or a part of that interview, you can get it on podcast. Go to am760.net and go look at the 9 o'clock hour. Once again, voting, vote absentee. We cannot trust the machines. We can thank Gigi Dennis for that. Also, let me give you a clue about something else. Do you want to go see the Broncos play? Guess what I did? I borrowed Broncos tickets from one of the other radio stations here. We know which one it is with three call letters, and I took it from a guy named MR. I took it from his private stash of rich people Bronco tickets. And
now there's a great way to purchase the best built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
The report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
You'll never miss another minute of the J. Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
Didn't I just say that about it being on AM760.net? I guess I did. Maybe I didn't. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9, AM760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. High today, 81. Partly sunny thunderstorms. J. Marvin here. If you missed Senator Mary Landrieu blasting Republicans for McCarthyite tactics on the floor of the Senate, we'll play that cut again before 10 o'clock. You want to win those Broncos tickets, do not call now. I'll give you a chance to win them here coming up shortly, okay, within like the next 20 minutes. Right now we're going to go talk to State Senator Ken Gordon, who is running for Secretary of State against Mark Kaufman. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Jay.
It's good to have you on.
Yeah, good to be on.
Before I ask you about your run, comment about Gigi Dennis, comment about this voting thing. Now, you know, it appears that what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to vote absentee because we can't trust the machines.
Well, it is a concern. That fellow John Gardner wasn't qualified to do the certification testing. They didn't really test the machines. They relied on the manufacturer's assertions that they worked. And I think it is a concern. What I did is I called for Gigi to immediately find somebody competent to test the machines. And I hope that she does that.
I think she needs to resign.
Well, if she resigns, Governor Owens then appoints somebody to replace her. And it's going to be somebody who doesn't know what's going on, has to get up to speed, and we're too close to the election. I just don't think that solves the problem.
Yeah, but can we do any worse than her? I mean, she sends a guy out there to look at these machines. I mean, as I said to Representative Morgan Carroll, as I said all morning, and I said it to Pat Walk, I mean, that's like me and you going out to DIA and working on jet planes. What do you know about jet planes? I don't know anything about them, but what the hell? It pays good, and I'll do it. I can turn this bolt. And not only has she not done that, but you also have this lobbying reform law, which, the effective date of the legislation was July the 1st, 2006, and that's not done either. What does this woman do all day?
I read the deposition of John Gardner, and I read a 76-page deposition summary, and it was a slow-motion horror for me to see how unqualified he was and how they hadn't done the tests they were supposed to do, and they told county clerks that it was okay to buy the machines before they had done the tests because the clerks were in a hurry. It's the HAVA Act that's done all of this, actually, because the HAVA Act put a lot of money on the table, told the counties to use it or lose it, and so they were feeling pressured to get machines quickly, and Gigi never got them adequately certified. It's a sort of a perfect storm situation. I carried the bill in 2005 that required that every machine have a verifiable paper audit trail in the machine, and that there is a random audit comparing the electronic results to the paper audits, and if they don't match up, then the paper audit, the paper controls. So I'm extremely happy that I carried that bill, because that's some measure of integrity in the results of the election.
Well, I'm voting absentee. I'm sorry, I just don't trust the machines. I don't trust Gigi Dennis. and I'm urging everybody else to vote absentee. All right, now let's talk here in the few remaining minutes about your run for Secretary of State. First of all, I'm going to vote for you. I urge other people to vote for you. You get elected Secretary of State. Are you going to take care of this voting machine problem? I know you are. What do you propose to do about it?
Well, we need to get some people that really know. California, for instance, hired people that were experts in computers and examined the Diebold machine, the ESNS, Hart and Sequoia, examined all the machines, and then came up with a very stringent security protocol for how to handle these machines. And we need to do something like that. The machines do have a verifiable paper audit trail within them, but they can be hacked, and apparently there are ways to hack it that may even, well, I shouldn't say because I don't know, but this is extreme concern, and we need to get good people to do this. Unfortunately, all these counties, based on GG's certification, have spent millions of dollars buying these machines.
So if you become Secretary of State, and I have every belief that you will, how are you going to pull us out of this?
Well, you know, I can't prejudge it. I've got to hire good people who understand the technology, and we'll follow the law and the rules and actually certify the machines or not, depending on whether they pass the test or not. We'll do all of that. But I'm worried about this election, and I think people who choose to vote absentee or by mail, I think that's a good recommendation for this election.
All right, and also the lobbying reform. You'll make sure that that gets taken care of too, right?
Yeah, that was passed by Morgan's bill. That's something that we need to do. And I've done work in that area too. I carried the original bill that required lobbyists to report who their clients were and how much they were being paid and when they were being paid. So I agree with Morgan 100% on that.
All right. I want you to, in like the 60 seconds to a minute and a half we have left, let's talk about this. How important is the Secretary of State's job? And talk about what the Secretary of State does.
Secretary of State's the chief election officer in Colorado. Catherine Harris was the Secretary of State in Florida in 2000, and she was also partisan chair of the Bush campaign. So we need someone who's a neutral arbiter, a referee in campaigns, who's fair to all parties and all people, and that's what I intend to be. There's a problem in American democracy right now. The values and the principles of the American people don't become law all the time because not enough people vote and there's too much money coming from special interest groups. So I want to work on those two ends of that problem. I don't take PAC contributions myself, which is unusual, so there are rules that you can make that reduce the influence of money, and then we also need to educate young people and other people about the importance of participating in democracy. Bad politicians are sent to Washington by good people who don't vote.
All right. And if people want to find out more about you, they can go to kengordon.com.
They can send me an email, ken@kengordon.com.
Okay, and any upcoming campaign appearances?
Well, right now I'm on the road to Grand Junction. I'm going to be in Salida, Durango, Pagosa Springs, Montrose, Ridgeway. So we're doing a Southwest tour right now.
All right, and once again, if people want more information, go to kengordon.com. And, Senator, you know, it's good to have you on, and you're always welcome to be on this program. And I'm definitely voting for you. That's all I can tell people. I tell people, you know, vote absentee and vote for Ken.
Thanks, Jay.
Hey, you got it. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay. Bye.
All right, we'll talk to you. There's State Senator Ken Gordon. 9:31, 29 before 10. Gina Michaels with traffic. And everybody calm down. People are, like, really hot to get these Broncos tickets.
Yeah.
That I stole. I mean, that I borrowed. I wouldn't steal anything.
Of course not.
I just borrowed them.
Hmm. That means you have to return them.
No, it doesn't. So I'm going to give those away coming up right after we take a look at traffic and do some business. And then I'm going to give the tickets away. How about that? I'm going to make it really easy, too. Right, Gina?
Sounds good. You always make it easy.
Well, last time I did trivia, and some of the questions, whoever wrote the questions, well, I'll tell you who wrote the questions. Jerry Bell wrote the questions, the program director. And if you were like 35 years of age or under, you were marooned because the questions were like too old. They were like meant for old guys like me and Ed Schultz. So
okay.
I'm going to do it so that it's good. Now, don't call in now to try to get the tickets. Don't clog the lines up because, you know, that's not fair. And Gina will hand deliver them to you. No, I'm only kidding. All right, what's how's the rush hour been this morning? It's been pretty good, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's not been that bad. Right now, we've got a beautiful drive, actually. We just have some minor delay around downtown, southbound I-25 there, as you could expect. Intersection of Martin Luther King has been a problem all morning at Colorado Boulevard. That still remains closed. We had a postal truck involved in a wreck there this morning, and they're doing some kind of investigation, so that should reopen sometime this morning. Good news for you, though, on the Eisenhower Tunnel, both directions wide open now. There, crews pulled the barriers from the westbound side. They'll be putting those back late Sunday night, but until then, you can enjoy your drive to the Hill Country delay-free. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with gusty afternoon thunderstorms. A high expected of 82. Right now, it's 63 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thinking tires? Then don't miss the last sale of the summer, the Tires Plus September 10 event. 4 days only.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Most vehicles get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:36. It's, what is that, 24 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, yeah. High today, 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms. J. Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, Broncos tickets, I promised them. I'm going to give them to you. This is real simple, not very hard. Just do this. Be caller number 7 right now at this number and this number only. It'd be funny if I get out the number Gigi Dennis's office, wouldn't it? Trust me, I've thought about it. Okay, but call this number, 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760. Call that number right now. Be caller number 7. You'll see the Broncos. Okay? All right. Back on the phones, and we go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's a great day with yet another Republican going to prison after rehab, that is.
Oh, Bob Ney?
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. He pleaded guilty today.
Yeah. What are they going to give him, two-something years? Answer me this. Do you have to be an alcoholic or a drug addict to become a Republican?
No, but I think...
You have to be corrupt?
No, but I think it runs along these lines. People who get caught in these deals and people who get caught breaking the law, particularly white-collar criminals, which is what Mr. Ney is, always go to the same, either the two same... They either take two avenues. You know what those two avenues are? They either say, I have an addiction... I have an alcohol or drug problem, so therefore it's not my fault. Or, shortly before sentencing, they stand up and say, I have accepted Jesus, and I have turned to God. Look at it. I mean, I don't care whether it's Bob Ney. I don't care whether it's Bob Ney or this guy Jefferson in Louisiana, or if it's somebody who, how about the late Ken Lay, who made that big statement out in front of the courthouse about, I'll be vindicated in front of my God, and blah, 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 and suddenly he'd found the Lord.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was really believable.
You know, and it's like, do you believe that? I don't believe that.
Yeah, well, anyway, I called to talk about election stuff. I'm an election judge in Boulder County, did the primary and all that. I'm also a programmer, 26 years now. This thing with Gigi Dennis seems calculated, because there's certainly enough talent, especially here in Boulder, and certainly in Denver, the Denver Tech Center. There are talented people out of work that can be found. There's a lot of people in IT out of work right now that would love to have the job of doing QA. Myself included.
Well,
so,
I think you raise a very valid point.
Why aren't we putting people to work? I mean, okay, so there's that. I mean, okay, so if you can't hire somebody who's competent that doesn't even have a computer science degree, let alone an advanced degree, I mean, wouldn't you want to have somebody who has an advanced degree in that position so that there would be absolutely no doubt about the certification?
Well, I think you bring up an excellent point. I mean, I think we should. I think that she owes you.
You just want to take a board and whack yourself over the head and go, "What the heck?" You know? I mean,
well, she owes us an explanation as to why she hired this guy.
I think she should be. Well, I understand the argument that it's too close to the election, but isn't the timing a little suspect? I mean, here's somebody who can't hire a competent person or persons, plural, should be more than one actually. Can't hire a competent person. Can't hire a competent backup person, and completely drops the ball just in time before the election so that no one can step up to the plate because it's too late now.
Well, I think the Attorney General, John Southers, ought to look into it.
I think so. I think there should be subpoenas and there should be testimony in open court, and we should find out just exactly what happened with it.
Well, I'll tell you, this lawsuit
is like criminal negligence.
Well, this lawsuit's going forward, and it'll be in court. It'll be in court. I believe it's this Wednesday. It'll be in court, and we'll see what comes out of it.
And hopefully, yet another corrupt Republican will be moved out of office. You know, either through through incompetence or negligence. I mean, I'm pleased today to hear that, Bill Ritter is 17 points ahead. I'm tickled pink.
We still got to make sure we vote absentee, and we got to make sure we do. We can't take anything for granted.
Exactly. Yeah, I want people to understand that they can't be complacent. You know, the election hasn't happened yet. It's just a poll. So we need to make this election so profoundly overwhelming that it sends people like Bob Beaupre a strong message. We don't want your kind. We're done with that. We're done with corruption. We're done with people who don't support the troops. You know, we want things like alternative energy sources, like wind power. We want, strong leadership. We want funding for education. We want all these things. And we're tired of waiting for him. You know, without a Democratic governor to get some of these important legislative things passed, we're just going to be spinning our wheels. And we've had enough of what, you know, what is it, four decades of Republican, quote-unquote, leadership in Colorado? I mean, look at this place.
I agree. And you know what? I think both ways Bob ought to drop out.
Right. And Marilyn Musgrave, the thing I would say to Marilyn is, you know what? If you're so concerned about marriage, how about all these foreclosures? You think that has an effect on marriage? I think it does.
Well, I think, once again, she, like Gigi
Dennis. I think the economy has something to do with people's marriages breaking up. One of the biggest factors of people's marriages breaking up, including my own years ago, is finances.
Well, I think, like Gigi Dennis, I think she owes her constituents an answer. I think she owes the people who are her constituents an answer.
She should explain why she's not hiring people who are out of work, who are looking for work. People that are honest and good and hardworking.
Yep, I agree. Christian, thank you, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, man.
Okay, see ya. Let's go to Jason in Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call in and share a letter that I got from a friend of mine in Mosul, Iraq.
Oh, yeah, do it.
It's very much on the election topic. First off, let me just start off by saying he talks about how the experience over there has been good for him, but then he goes on to say, don't mistake that for a belief that this whole misadventure was worth it for our republic. If anything, this kind of thing and the thinking behind it is what is going to destroy us. If our republic fails, it won't be because of an external enemy. It will be from within. It will be through the hubris of believing that we know what is best for everyone else and forcing that certainty upon them. He goes on to say, it is interesting to know how much relief a lot of people here feel about the political situation in the States. I'm actually surprised at the number of military people who feel this way. With the election around the corner, many people here believe there will be a change for the better. Just hearing that many people back home aren't afraid to challenge the status quo with respect to the war is giving us hope. Our units might not get out of Iraq earlier, but many people see, as I do, that things will get better if there is some oversight in Washington instead of the mere rubber stamp that abdicated its Article I responsibilities. Don't for a moment accept that anyone who questions their government is anything other than a patriot. It takes a brave patriot to say enough. Make sure you get out there and vote in November. Get your voice heard. Demand the truth. We the people have been ignored for too long. Take back our government and hold them accountable. Wrest control from lobbyists and corporate interests. Our country was founded for the people, not for business. And don't allow yourself to be swayed by fear. Remember what FDR said about fear. He was right. Only fear can destroy us, and it will if we let it.
I think that's great. And you know what? I hope with all my heart and all my might, and I know you do too, and I know he does too, and I know everybody does. I mean, I hope we have change in November. I think we will. But once again, we've all got to get out and make sure that we vote.
Exactly. And there's no other way we can do it if we just get off our cans and go and get the absentee ballot now. Like you said, we can't trust the voting machines, or if we can't get the absentee ballot, that we show up in November. And we've got to do this, otherwise we have no one to blame but ourselves.
That's right, but everybody can get an absentee ballot, so they need to call today and make sure they get on the list to get an absentee ballot. Call your county clerk and find out about that. Jason, tell your friend in Mosul that we're praying for him, that we thank him, and that hopefully we'll be able to bring him home and his friends home and everybody home real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good weekend, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
See ya. 9:46, 14 minutes away from 10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. We got a Broncos winner? Do we get a Broncos winner? We had a Broncos winner. Who was that winner? Glenn. Glenn won the Broncos tickets. Okay, have a good time. Don't drink any beer there. Don't embarrass us by getting sloppy, Glenn. We love you. Okay, you know what? Coming up, I'll play that Senator Mary Landrieu cut before we get out of here. And any and all portion of this show available on podcast at am760.net.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Got a pretty good drive around town. The highways are running up to speed, with the exception of the usual slowdowns at southbound I-25, 38 down to Spear, but really no major delay. Should be able to get across the downtown area without much trouble. Through the bridges looks good. In and out of the tech center, no problem. 225 wide open across Aurora. I-70 in good shape as well. 470 looking pretty good across Highlands Ranch, but on the southwest side, look for delays at 470 and 285. Hamden, they're doing some work on the ramps. May delay you just a little bit through there.
there.
Well, the forecast, partly sunny and breezy. A few showers around this afternoon, high around 80. Partly cloudy, low tonight 54. And then a cool weekend on the way, partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 70. 60s for Sunday. Right now it's 69 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Looking for a job? Don't miss one of the largest employment sections of the year, Sunday, September 17th. The Super Sunday Jobs Classic.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
They have a huge, diverse inventory of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs. They've got it all. And you know something? They've got over 500 units on the lot. They've got great people to deal with. Friends like the Alshiers, Tom and Marv. They're great guys. Spanky Rura, my bud. Jim Monroe, Marilyn Monroe's illegitimate brother. Fred Labrado, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays. All of the people work there. Even the people work hard. And even the people you don't see. I mean, people like Ziggy and Isaac and Roger and Colby. And Sergio, they all work really, really, really hard to make sure that you're happy. They've got over 100 employees there, and they're dedicated to one thing, you, the customer. They have their matching down incentive going on, up to $3,000. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you got $3,000 towards your next automobile. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and you can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Check out the inventory. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And as a matter of fact, I'm heading out there today. So I'll be hanging out there today, and maybe I'll bump into you. Rocky's Autos, great people to deal with. I mean, they're just my friends. I mean, I really do love them. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Briefly about one of our outstanding superintendents in Louisiana, and to pay tribute to an accomplishment that's been made on education. But in light of the rantings that went on for the last 30 minutes here in the chamber by two colleagues from the other side, I'd like to state for the record that America is not tired of fighting terrorism. America is tired of the wrong-headed and boneheaded leadership of the Republican Party that has sent $6.5 billion a month to Iraq when the front line was Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia, that led this country to attack Saddam Hussein when we were attacked by Osama bin Laden, who captured a man that did not attack the country and left loose a man that did. Americans are tired of boneheaded Republican leadership that alienates our allies when we need them the most. And Americans are most certainly tired of leadership that, despite documented mistakes after mistake after mistake after mistake, even of their own party admitting mistakes, never admit that they ever do anything wrong. That's the kind of leadership Americans are tired of. I didn't come to the Senate to have partisan rantings on the floor, but I most certainly am not going to sit here as a Democrat and let the Republican leadership come to the floor and talk about Democrats are not making us safe. They're the ones who are in charge, and Osama bin Laden is still at loose.
You know, if I wasn't deeply in love with Mary, 26 years Mary and I have been together, and I love her, I'd like to run off with Senator Landrieu. She's cute. But more than that, she's smart. And she's outspoken as hell. And yeah, there's some things she said that, you know, I disagree with. And she's made votes that I disagree with. But you know what? I love her. I think she's great. We need more of that. 9:53. 53 minutes past the hour. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Back to the phones. It's open phones. Jay Marvin here. Dan in Denver. Dan, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I just drove past George Washington High School, and on the Leedsdale side, there was an Army recruiting trailer. And I'm wondering why there aren't a bunch of vets out there trying to talk kids out of joining because of, A, our bad policy and the misuse of our military. I'm not anti-military, but I am anti-misuse of our military. And trying to talk these kids out of there and not being used as right-wing abortions, because that's all they are. Is these kids are just commodities to these people. They don't care. They, you know, and you know, if they're going to stand outside abortion clinics and tell us how precious life is, then we ought to stand out by the military recruiters and tell these kids that their life is precious, too.
Well, maybe they're having a career day there. And, you know, something I don't think... If you're going to have a career day, I don't think there's anything wrong with having, and I know that a lot of people are going to disagree with me, and maybe you'll disagree with me. I don't think there's anything wrong with having military recruiters there. I think that there's nothing wrong with seeking the military as a career. You know, it offers people a lot of opportunities. As far as misuse of the military, yeah, I agree. As I said earlier this morning, I'll say it again. I mean, Mary and I last night, I looked at her while we were watching Countdown with Keith Olbermann. I looked at her and I said, you know, it just amazes me that we're stuck in this terrible position we're in. And this guy, you know, and people around him, and I'm talking about George W. Bush, lie and lie and lie and just keep getting away with it all the time. And it's like, but you know what? Maybe he's not getting away with it. I mean, maybe the polls show that the public's beginning to wake up. But back to the central thing here. There is nothing wrong with going in the military.
Agreed.
The trouble is that the military at this particular point is being misused, and we are pursuing a thoughtless, careless, haphazard policy in a foreign country, Iraq, and it's terrible. But you know what? It's still no reason to say, well, you know, military recruiters shouldn't talk to kids about joining the military, because the military, for some kids, maybe not for you, and it wasn't for me, but, you know, it offers things, and some kids like it. And, it, you know, it's like, well, I mean, if that's their dream, let them pursue it.
But I just feel that at a high school, you know, a 16-year-old, he may be capable of signing a document, but he shouldn't be, you know, committing his entire life to making this decision.
Well, I don't think they should let him sign up at 16. I don't agree with that.
That's what they're doing. They may not let him sign up, but what they're doing is they're starting their advertising campaign.
Yeah, but
what you never see on these military hospitals, you never see them going through like a Veterans Affairs home, say, and having these vets who've lost limbs and who've been through wars and all of that, how great it was.
I agree with you 100%, but still, I put the proposition to you.
And I'm not anti-military.
Wait a minute. I put the proposition to you. that some kids want it, other kids may be attracted to it. What are you going to do? Like not talk to them? When do you think would be the right age to start to talk to them about what they're going to do later in life?
Well, 21, 18? If that's when you're allowed
to
drink.
But you can't do it when you're 21, because what? You're going to sit down with a kid, whether it's the military or whether it's going to CU or it's being a race car driver or being a jet mechanic or whatever the case may be, or whatever you're going to do in life. You can't approach them when they're 21. You got to like talk to them earlier.
Well, you're not allowed to drink in some states still until you're 21.
Yeah, but you know what? You can change the sign-up. You can change the sign-up age to 21, but you can't get into a situation where you don't talk to kids about their future at 16. I just don't. I mean, the fault that the military is in is our fault. It's the adults' fault because we are on a bad course, but it is not the military's fault. And saying to a kid they can't have a military career, we shouldn't talk.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet in the Great Russian Nutcracker. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker at 10 a.m. Saturday, September 30th at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, angels, little snowflakes, butterflies, and more. Auditions will be held September 30th at 10 a.m. at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. For more details and information, go to denvernutcracker.com.
Cheaper used autos. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at cheaperusedautos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. Cheaper